Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. They say they're nervous, dreading what may come next. Anxious flyers at the country's busiest airports. The FAA is cutting the number of daily flights by 4,000 in order to give those people working in the tower a break.
Flight reductions are being imposed to relieve pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the government shutdown and have been increasingly calling off work. Airports in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are among 40 of the busiest where flights are being cut.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. There are hints of a deal in the works to end the government shutdown now in day 38. But after being involved in a meeting with Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Senator John Kennedy says that he's more confused than ever.
We're going to have some kind of vote on a bill package, proposed bill package. It'll be a CR to open up government until a date that they're apparently still debating. If they know, if Senator Thune knows, he didn't tell them.
The Trump administration will appeal a judge's ruling ordering the full funding of SNAP food benefits during the shutdown. 13 dead, 9 still missing following the cargo jet crash in Louisville, Kentucky. Last month turned out to be a big month. Or layoffs.
U.S.-based employers cut more than 150,000 jobs in October, marking the biggest reduction for the month in more than 20 years. A report by Challenger Gray and Christmas said on Thursday, as industries adopt AI-driven changes and intensify cost cuts, tech firms led the job cuts in the private sector, followed by retailers and the services sector.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 25 points. NASDAQ futures off 18. S&P futures 3 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're traveling north on 83 in the last 30 minutes, there's been a wreck northbound near Pedonia Road. It's not a big deal right now, but at one point it was kind of crowding the right lane. So if you're coming north from Timonium Road, you may be coming south from Warren Road. You might get a few brake lights in that area. There was a wreck also within the last half an hour, Philadelphia Road at Joppa Farm Road. That's out near the Baltimore County and the Harford County line. Lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels. A couple of water main breaks early this morning. York Road at Shawan Road and in Harford County, Calvary Road is closed just off the intersection at Philadelphia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast after a cold start. Increasing clouds today with highs ending up in the low 60s. Plan on some rain showers tonight with lows falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 41 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 40 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. BWI Marshall Airport's flight reductions are expected to begin today due to the federal government shutdown. BWI officials say the FAA's decision could lead to flight cancellations or delays, and travelers should check flight schedules with their airlines before heading to the airport. BWI says its airline partners will directly inform customers regarding changes, and carriers are working to modify their schedules in a way that minimizes the impact on passengers. Even if a flight is not canceled at BWI, there could be delays because of cancellations at other airports with reduced schedules. And the Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the body-worn camera footage from a deadly police-involved shooting in Dundalk. The October 8th shooting happened after Baltimore County officers responded to reports of gunfire and encountered an armed suspect at a home on Lark Hall Road. Six officers fired their weapons and 55-year-old Robert Adams was pronounced dead at the scene. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 037, the pick 4, 8811. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens with a clean injury report for the second straight day yesterday. Quite a departure from just a couple of weeks ago. Included in that group is inside linebacker Roquan Smith.
Man, a healthy team is a good team, you know, and like your best ability is your availability, as they always say. So it's about just continuing with that and like just going out and being ourselves throughout the week and echoing into the weekend on Sunday.
And so about that, Sunday in Minnesota in front of one of the loudest crowds in the National Football League, head coach John Harbaugh on the team's preparation.
How many times did you hear the horn today? Yeah, the horn. The horn was blowing today. And it was loud. We turned it up as loud as we could. And I can't imagine it being louder than what it was today.
Vegas has the Ravens as a 3.5-point favorite in this game. With goal number 900 in hand, Alex Ovechkin led the Caps into Pittsburgh last night for the start of a 4-game road trip.
Here's Kendall flying in. Gets to the goal line and uses the wall. Malkin stiff.
Bob Wischusen had the call on ESPN+. Brian Rust power play goal midway through the third snapped a 3-3 tie and propelled the Penguins past the Caps. 5-3 was the final in Pittsburgh. Difference in the game was the power play. Pittsburgh 3-for-5 and the Caps were 0-for-3. Coming up in 30 minutes when you are extradited from Dubai. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive.
Oh, the Morning Drive. It's Casey and Company.
And, you know, old habits break hard, folks. It is a Friday, November the 7th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program here this morning, Sydney Sweeney
stands her ground in an interview. We'll take a look at Lockdown Larry blasting more over the redistricting commission. And this ought to be interesting. The Democrats now are fully engaged in fighting each other. So we'll tell you what had happened there. But the top story here today, Crazy Nancy is hanging up the gavel.
I speak for the people of San Francisco. I have truly loved serving as your voice in Congress. And I've always honored the song of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace, the anthem of our city. That is why I want you, my fellow San Franciscans, to be the first to know. I will not be seeking re-election to Congress. With a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative.
Who does that? Who puts this cringy, syrupy music behind your, you know, just get out there and announce, and after nearly 40 years in Congress, acquiring $300 million in wealth, Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi is going to be well off. Now, obviously, she sees the writing on the wall because, you know, with the Mamdani win in New York City, the old school Democrats, the liberal Democrats, and that's how she cut her teeth here in Baltimore. The progressive radical left is now taking over. It's the AOCs, it's the Mamdanis, and again, if you think you're getting a break with Nancy retiring, think again, because the two people running for her seat in California are absolutely leftist lunatics.
Terrifying.
Okay, it is terrifying. So here's my question to you this morning. What is your worst memory of Nancy Pelosi? What action, what statement, what did she make? Worst memory ever in her 40-year career. Now, again, I give her credit in one aspect only, and that is she could circle the wagons better than anybody else in the Democrat Party. Once she obtained power, she wielded it, and she did it with a vengeance. I mean, one second she could be your best friend, the next second she's stabbing you right in the back. But when it came to power, she, of course, was, I think, besides Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich also was very good as Speaker of the House, one of the best ever. She, on the Democrat side of the aisle, was able to get a lot done, including, remember this, way back when in 2010.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, so find out. Well, that was Obamacare. Remember Obamacare? That was, she got out there and said this was negotiated behind closed doors. There were all sorts of bribes and kickbacks and all sorts of dirty, corrupt acts, I think, in order to get Obamacare passed. Now, of course, years later, 15 years later, the subsidies on it are about to expire. That's what's driving this whole day 38 of the shutdown. But, again, rabid partisan Democrat. I know the folks on the Democratic side of the aisle on the left, they're all from Obama to Westmore, to just about every Democrat are all praising her. But what is coming next? Well, I'll tell you what's coming next in just a second. We'll give you we'll meet the her challenges. But what is your worst memory of Nancy Pelosi? Whether she's what she did, what she said. We'll go over some of the lowlights here coming up in just a second. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you can email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Traffic and weather on the 3:613 on a Friday morning, and here's Chuck Whitaker.
I always think of her sucking her teeth at the State of the Union.
That's mine.
Yes.
And tearing up Trump's speech.
All right, so we're going to put that down on the list here this morning. Teeth sucking. Yep. All right, that's number one.
She was known as Paula Polygrip.
Right.
It didn't grip too well.
Yeah.
Yep. If you stood in front of her, you had a good chance of getting some dentures in the back of the head.
She's adjusted the way she talks, too. She gets that. She takes the upper lip and she kind of covers her mouth so to keep
them from falling out of her
teeth
face.
From falling out, yeah.
They're
the only things holding that face
you
up.
You think
anymore.
With all that money, worth $300 million, she'd find a better denture company or something.
I've been saying that for years.
You have to go to yank them and pull them in Owings Mills.
All right, teeth sucking number one. Good, Chuck.
Yes, thank you very much. There was a wreck earlier, still there on the right side. It's not a big deal. Northbound 83 coming up between Timonium Road and Pedonia Road. So it's not a big deal. Southbound traffic is still running okay. Both the tunnels, very good right now. Southbound, both at 95 and through the Old Harbor Tunnel. And then the interchange here at Camden Yards, all as well. 95 Russell Street, 395, all the ramp lanes are open. They had a wreck about 45 minutes ago now. Baltimore County, very close to the line, Philadelphia Road at Joppa Farm Road. We've had some quick checks through Annapolis so far. The Bay Bridge over towards I-97, no problems there. BW Parkway, some minor buildup southbound after Arundel Mills and the heavier traffic north coming up from the Capitol Beltway and up through Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a cold start to the day. Yeah, it was frost overnight, so it defrost the windshield this morning. It's going to warm up to low 60s, mild, mostly cloudy, rain possible overnight. Temps in the low 50s tomorrow. It'll be mostly dry, partly sunny, upper 60s. So the roller coaster ride continues here in Maryland. Right now, it is clear and 40 in Annapolis, 35 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. And as we have been discussing, former House Speaker Crazy Nancy announced she will not seek re-election in 2026 after being in Congress for nearly 40 years. I just hope she saved up enough money for retirement on her meager civil
I feel so bad.
Servant celery.
More ice cream.
Game Battleship, first introduced in 1967, has finally been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
That was
I love Battleship.
Cool game.
You know? Right. And of course, you sung my Battleship.
Right.
That's why I think the Susan Lucci of board games never got any respect, you know?
Yeah.
We got passed over. Also, Slime and Trivial Pursuit made it as well.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you want to go in the same year Slime does, but yeah, I have no choice over this. Baby Centers released the annual list of the most popular baby names for 2025. For the boys, it's Noah, Liam, and Oliver.
Oliver.
Yeah. In the top 10, Mateo. Okay. Mateo. What does that tell you? And I guess these are the new Tom, Dick, and Harrys of the world. For the girls, Olivia, Emma, and Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, AOC also being honorable mention there for the girls. Official trailer for the Michael Jackson biopic has been released. His nephew, Jafar Jackson, is going to star as Michael. But this is going to be really challenging for the makeup guy. They have like 12 different noses.
The years.
Exactly. The film is in color, but Michael's in black and white. He starts off as black. At the end, he's white.
Yeah, for real. It's like he was a nice-looking young man. Why
yes,
did
he
do that?
Yeah, well, he had some issues. A jury in Washington, D.C. has decided that the man who threw a sandwich at a federal agent is not guilty. People on the left are calling him a hero.
That took a minute. That was good.
I heard it was a salt and pepper.
That's a hoagie. Or maybe even a sub.
Hoagie.
Or a po' boy. Who knows?
Whoa.
Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone are teaming up to produce a Miss Piggy movie. No word on who's going to play Miss Piggy. We have no idea. But it is going to appear on Amazon Prime.
Wow. Can't wait for that.
Miss Piggy movie?
Miss Piggy movie, yeah. I'm
not
sure.
That woman that said that Trump called her Miss Piggy?
Oh, what was that?
Remember her?
Yes, I do.
Mexican or Spanish or whatever she was.
There was a scary moment at the Oval Office yesterday. A pharmaceutical executive collapsed during a press conference about lowering drug costs. Should come as no surprise. President passing out in the Oval Office was a regular thing during the Biden years. So it was just happened all the time.
I already got a text that said the hit he was going to take on his stock. Deadly win.
Yeah, exactly. Happy birthday to Joni Mitchell. She's 82 today.
I've looked at life from both sides now. Then win and lose. And still somehow it's life's illusions. I recall I really don't know life. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell, who in 2022 People magazine had reported she had passed. But
I remember that.
But she's alive and well. And great songwriter, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
She and her one-time paramour, Graham Nash, of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, they wrote Our House together. Oh, wow. Right. And then Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young then later did her song Woodstock and made it very fun. But big songwriter, big performer, 82 today. Bad, sad news. Tony Barksdale, the deputy mayor and former deputy Baltimore police commissioner, has passed away.
Yeah.
And very,
53.
Very... 53. Only 53. And he was, again, around back when Fred Bielfeld was the commissioner of the BPD and when we had homicides drop under 200, around 200 for the first time in a long, long time. He was there at the time, and he was going to actually take over for Commissioner Bielfeld when he was when he left. Unfortunately, then he had heart issues. So that's it's been a while. So he's been struggling with these heart issues. But I remember he was very critical of Commissioner Harrison for a long time. And then Mayor Scott decided to hire him back as the deputy mayor. And, of course, he I think he played a significant role in trying to reduce gun violence in the city. But sad news, he is dead at the age of 53.
Young so young.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about the very strange story of what's going on in Carroll County with the sheriff and his wife there. Apparently, she has filed for divorce, and there are some very serious allegations there about Sheriff DeWeese and others. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 620. Best of Casey and Company is here each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook page. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit vinnysteele.com today.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
A lot of folks weighing in on Crazy Nancy out after this term, midterms of 26, tearing up the State of the Union speech of President Trump. That is one of the worst memories several of our listeners have pointed to. There's many more folks. I'm sure you'll be weighing in on those here in the coming days. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. One I remember is Salon Gate. You remember that during the COVID craze?
Oh, yeah, getting her hair done.
You had Gavin Everybody Newsom with the French Laundry, you know, dining with the posh elites while the rest of us had you had to have either food delivered or you had to pick it up. In fact, remember Lockdown Larry sick the state police against people up at the carryout and having a grace?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the elitists, the
arrows telling you which way to go.
Yep. And then, of course, she went and got her hair done when everybody else wasn't allowed to go get their hair styled or haircuts or whatever the case may be. The liquor stores were open, but your churches and your temples weren't, and you weren't able to get your hair done. The wee folk, the regular folk, yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
So that was another one. So we'll put Salon Gate down there.
Yeah, just
as well.
Two seats apart. That's okay.
All right, 6:23. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
295, looking at you live here at 198, 197. Route 32, everybody in that area, even down from Arundel Mills Boulevard, the lanes are open. The northbound traffic is okay. At Powder Mill Road, 95 between the two beltways, running okay. A little more traffic now on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop, but so far we're in good shape from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. Even 695 early, lanes are open. The west side just beginning to fill in right around I-70 down through Frederick Road. We're doing fine at both the harbor tunnels. A couple of water main breaks early this morning. It's getting to be that time of the year now when it's going to get cold. York Road at Shawan Road, there's a water main break. They're working in one of the left turn lanes. And in Harford County, Calvary Road is closed just off the intersection at Philadelphia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold start to the day, but it's going to warm up to the low 60s this afternoon. Mild, mostly cloudy, with rain possible overnight. Right now, we're a little chilly. 35 in Bel Air, and it is 37 in Middle River. And once again, we are talking about crazy Nancy Pelosi. She's hanging up the gavel.
Have your fun. I love the arena. I thrive on competition.
I am a master legislator.
I'm a good negotiator, as anyone can see.
I say to the candidates, do whatever you have to do. Just win, baby.
She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman. She's gonna get you from behind.
I'm a member of the Straight Orange Club. I just pretend you have a cold and I have a cold.
Self-promotion is a terrible thing, but somebody's got to do it.
Does it bother me that so many people don't like politics?
She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you. She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you. She's just a devil woman with
evil on her mind. Now, Republicans were on the other end of the devil woman, crazy Nancy Pelosi. And again, President Trump was at the White House yesterday. He was asked to react to the announcement that crazy Nancy was on her way out.
Nancy Pelosi?
Nancy Pelosi's retired.
I think she's an evil woman. I'm glad she's retired. I think she did the country a great service by retiring. I think she was a tremendous liability for the country.
And
I think she was an evil woman who did a poor job, who cost the country a lot in damages and in reputation. I thought she was terrible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Brad.
That's President Trump saying evil, corrupt, you name it. And again, just such a hypocrite. We already mentioned the salon gate. Remember when she opened up her freezer drawer?
The
we saw
cream.
Like all the ice cream, the Jenny's ice cream, all the ice cream she had there. It's just up to you how you want to spend your money. But it just, I think it was in your face. You know, I can afford to stock my freezer.
And get my hair done. How much she cost.
Remember when she knelt down during the George Floyd stuff when she was wearing the African garb and she and a bunch of other members of Congress all took a knee to bend the knee to St. George Floyd. Just another, I think, evil, despicable act. She also tried to appease her base in demanding the removals of images and statues of the Confederate figures in the United States Capitol. Portraits of former House speakers who served in the Confederacy were removed when she was Speaker.
Yeah.
While the role of Democrats serving in the Confederacy was largely ignored. In fact, Crazy Nancy remained silent on her father's own role in overseeing the dedication of the Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee Monument while serving as Baltimore's mayor back in 1948. Remember, her dad, Tommy D'Alessandro Jr., oversaw the dedication of this statue. It was in Wyman Park, the Stonewall Jackson Robert E. Lee Monument, as mayor of the city in 1948. At the time, the speaker's father said people could look to Jackson and Lee's lives as inspiration, urged Americans to emulate Jackson's example and stand like a stone wall against aggression in any form that would seek to destroy the liberty of the world. She also was a complete hypocrite on climate change. She would lecture us on climate change and enact the Green Raw Deal. Under Joe Biden, which was then called the Inflation Reduction Act. But I will point out that she purchased a private jet and spent $500,000 on the private jet during COVID in 2020.
Didn't know about that one.
Yep. So, again, lawmakers are now calling to pass the Pelosi Act, which would ban congressional stock trading in honor of Nancy Pelosi's retirement. As I told you, she went in, not worth much. And then 40 years later, $300 million. It was a guy that used to, on X, follow her stock trades, and he made money just off whatever she invested in. So he had that, and then, of course, a lot of it. So maybe some other things that you can point out that you worst memory of Crazy Nancy, as she's still going to be sticking around for about another year. Now, who's going to replace her? Well, I've her opponents are actually her possible successors are Saikat Chakrabarty, a progressive organizer, radical lefty, Scott Wiener, who's absolutely certifiable. He's a former prominent state lawmaker in California who's been after her seat for years and been kind of pushing her out the door. This guy makes Pelosi look like a moderate, Scott Wiener, in San Francisco. And then the San Francisco city supervisor, Connie Chan, another progressive radical leftist. So, again, they're pushing out the old core Democrats. Chuck Schumer is going to be the next to go, and some of the other folks, Ed Markey. It's going to be a radical leftist party, and it is incumbent upon Republicans now to educate America on communism, socialism, Marxism at all, because they certainly didn't get that education in college. In fact, that's where they were indoctrinated to begin with. All right, get your thoughts here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, Lockdown Larry blasting the governor over redistricting. It is 6:30, time for some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A death investigation is underway after skeletal remains were discovered along 70 in Frederick County. State police say natural resource police officers found the remains in a wooded area near Green Valley Road shortly before 4 p.m. Wednesday. State police crime scene technicians from the Forensic Sciences Division processed the scene for the evidence, and the remains were taken to the medical examiner's office in Baltimore. And Baltimore's deputy mayor for public safety and former acting police commissioner Anthony Barksdale has died at the age of 53. Mayor Brandon Scott says he's heartbroken by Barksdale's passing. The mayor says in a statement that Tony Barksdale was the epitome of what it means to be a public servant, but more importantly, he was a standard bearer of what it means to be a good man. He says Barksdale served the city for 3+ decades to make it safer for all Baltimoreans, and his heart goes out to the family and everyone who had the pleasure of working with him. Kwesi Mfume has released a statement after former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that she will not seek re-election in 2026. Mfume says Pelosi made political history in so many ways during her nearly 4 decades of leadership. He says Pelosi broke the mold by ascending twice to the role of Speaker of the House and inspiring countless numbers of women and girls. And BWI Marshall Airport's flight reductions are expected to begin today due to the federal government shutdown. BWI officials say the FAA's decision could lead to flight cancellations or delays, and travelers should check flight schedules with their airlines before heading to the airport. BWI says its airline partners will directly inform customer regarding changes, and carriers are working to modify their schedules in a way that minimizes the impact on passengers. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848, for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
It's 6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Right after our last report, we had a report of coming in that there was a wreck on the BW Parkway, so we went down again and looked, and we do find a delay. It's northbound at Powder Mill Road, and the delay now goes back to Greenbelt Road for the traffic north on 295. So anybody north now from the Capitol Beltway, now we're rolling back up northbound. Some of the lanes are blocked, according to the Park Police. or the traffic northbound. Might pick up a little bit of a backup southbound as well. So heads up for that if you're traveling early towards Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast after a cold start, increasing clouds today with highs ending up in the low 60s. Plan on some rain showers tonight with lows falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. First comments from defensive coordinator Zach Orr yesterday in Owings Mills on newly acquired Bremont Jones, will be in the lineup Sunday in Minnesota. The versatile pass rusher, according to Orr, likely to be used here differently than he was in Tennessee.
I think for us, it's the good thing about versatility is we can hunt matchups. You know, the best matchup that suits him, that's going to help us out as a defense, where he can line up on the edge and interior, but I anticipate him. He'll line up more in interior for us than he did in Tennessee.
Which would help the Ravens address the loss of Nnamdi Matabike for the season. Jones comes in hot with 4.5 sacks in his last four games. He was asked why.
I'm just locking in my focus, just really honing into that film room, really honing into my craft, just taking what I do to the drills and taking it to the field, and it's been hitting.
Jones has more sacks in his last four games than any Raven in the first nine. Yesterday was a sad day in the NFL community with the news that 24-year-old Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon passed away from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot. Frisco, Texas police was called in to locate a vehicle belonging to Nealon that evaded troopers during a chase on Wednesday night. The vehicle was found, but Nealon fled the scene on foot. Approximately 3 hours later, Nealon was found already dead. Meanwhile, the strange saga of Antonio Brown continued yesterday. The former Steeler All-Pro receiver extradited by the federal government from Dubai to face attempted murder charges. The alleged incident occurred in May outside a celebrity boxing match in Miami, with Brown claiming at the time that he had been jumped in an apparent attempted robbery. New Orioles manager Craig Albernez will make his debut in 2026 in more than likely baseball's toughest division. The last two American League pennant winners have come from the AL East. General Manager Mike Elias noting,
We have five really good teams and really good organizations in this division right now, and there's no one rebuilding. You know, everybody's going for it, and so we all kind of get into the cage match every year and see what happens.
And on that note, Blue Jays bench coach and former Yankee Don Mattingly has stepped away from the game to spend more time with his family. Manager John Schneider has been retained for 2026. The time now is 6:36. When we return, Elizabeth Warren's ongoing battle with TDS.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I have a question for you, Gary. Which position in football...
Wide receiver.
Yes. You already knew the question.
Absolutely.
You knew the question. You
They're
knew the
nuts.
Answer. They are absolutely certifiable. I would use me linebackers. Linebackers are absolutely, you know, you're talking about Butkus and Tommy Nobis and Ray Lewis and
Chuck Schmidt played for the Lions back in the day. Because they could do anything they wanted back then.
They could.
And they
often did.
Right. Now they've been reeled in.
Yeah.
But receivers are codependent.
Yeah.
They need the quarterback to get them the ball.
Yeah.
Without the quarterback, they're nothing.
Just give me the damn ball. It was that Keyshawn?
Keyshawn Johnson. Speaking of crazy, Elizabeth Warren, and we know her history,
yeah.
But yesterday her comments were just ridiculous. According to the Washington Post, Elizabeth Warren blaming President Trump for the controversy, the blackout of Monday Night Football, the controversy between Disney and YouTube.
What?
Disney and YouTube are in a battle right now.
Yeah, I know, because I'm a YouTube TV customer, and I had to switch.
Because you can't watch football.
I'm over at Hulu now.
So Monday Night Football was blacked out for YouTube TV customers, because Disney, they're in the battle.
Yeah, my wife wasn't happy because she lost Dancing with the Stars, so I had to scramble to find something at the last second.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for her. Can you send her my best?
She was devastated.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Anyway, here's the quote on X from Elizabeth Warren. You might not be able to watch Monday Night Football tonight. Why? When companies get too big, they have the power to cut off your favorite channels. That's what's happening. And what's Trump done about it? He let them get away with it. Trump has nothing to do with this.
This is all about carriage fees.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Disney wants more money. YouTube wants to pay less.
Correct.
That's it.
Yep. And so now they're giving you a credit for your on your bill. But this is all part of the big when people cut the cord and stuff. It's all and now what's happened is they tracked everybody in to stream and now they're all getting greedy. I don't know if you noticed now.
Oh,
but
I've noticed.
It's almost $30 a month for Netflix now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've totally noticed. Without ads. It's crazy.
We have not cut the cord. We still have cable and we have Netflix.
Okay.
That's the only streamer we have at this point.
All right. So. Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here 4:10. 922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Love to hear from you here regarding the crazy Nancy's hanging up the gavel, and she'll put her bottle of Botox away for just a little bit there. Now to the Governor's Redistricting Commission, which is an absolute joke, by the way. It is an absolute farce that he even called this thing bipartisan. You know, the vast majority, you got Brian Frosch, you got Angela Alsobrooks, you got C.T. Wilson, all Democrats, all very partisan, and the guy that the token Republican donated twice to Governor Moore's campaign fund, the mayor from Cumberland, whatever, just an absolute joke. But Lockdown Larry has weighed in. He felt it necessary to comment. He said, quote, as governor, I created Maryland's first truly independent citizens redistricting commission. My goal was to not elect more Republicans. Well, you kind of made that obvious throughout your two terms. It was to ensure that Marylanders could choose their representatives instead of politicians choosing their voters. Governor Moore's partisan redistricting advisory panel puts that progress at risk. And it's true that Hogan did submit nonpartisan maps that were fairer. But the Maryland General Insane Asylum rejected his proposed maps and then overrode his veto. And then in court, the Democrats were spanked and shot down, even by Democrat judges like Lynn Battaglia, because they said it was unconstitutional. This was an extreme example of gerrymandering, they wrote. Governor Moore, when asked to respond to Lockdown Larry's remarks, said, quote, I have not paid attention to Republican Larry Hogan's tweets. We've been busy over here. Okay? Busy doing what? Busy setting up cringy fake phone calls with the constituents. First thing, I saw this video on X the other day. I go, how the hell did some listener get Governor Moore's private cell phone number? Because it was a setup.
Hi, good morning. My name's Alyssa. I heard your talk on PBS about when the government shut down, and I am so proud to be a Marylander because of you. And I just want to thank you. You give me hope in such a dark, dark time, and you're very cool. Okay, thank you, and have a great day.
You're very cool.
Alyssa, you are very cool, too, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. It really means a lot to me. I know how the president and his continued federal government shutdown has an impact on all of us. His cuts to SNAP, his rising health care premiums, FEMA's dismissal.
I can't take it anymore, that cheesy, cringy.
Like that. Wasn't that kind of... It sounded like some kind of porn music or something.
Yeah. I mean, even the Alyssa, whoever she is, somehow got a hold of Governor Moore's private cell phone number and was able to call and leave him a voicemail message. Oh, I'm so proud to be a Marylander. You know, what you've done. What do you think?
Audio Ipecac.
Because people like this think we're all stupid. People think, oh, look at that. Oh, he's so good with the listeners.
It's insulting.
And his constituents that you can just call him on the phone. Gee, I wish if I could do that, I'd call. I'd like to leave him a message.
1-800-GOV.
Unbelievable. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson and his Democrat counterpart in Virginia are having words over the redistricting battle. You know, Ferguson's dragging his feet. He said, we don't need to rig the system. He was crowing about the big election victories in blue states, in blue cities, in Democrat strongholds, by the way. But L. Louise Lucas, she's the president pro temp of the Virginia Senate. She told him, quote, get our victory in Virginia out your mouth while you echo MAGA talking points. Grow a pair. And stand up to this president. This is just embarrassing. End of quote. Very interesting that the Democrats now, there's an internecine feud between the far left progressive wing and some of the so-called moderate Democrats.
Is there Democrat 2.0?
Yeah, exactly. No. This is a full-blown civil war going on. This is Hatfield McCoy type stuff. Grow a pair. Okay? Is that sexist, by the way?
Just-
For a woman to tell a man to grow up hair? I don't know.
I'd take it as that.
We'll see. 6:43. It would never happen to Chuck, though. Because he's got pears.
Oh, no.
Technically, you can't really grow a pear.
No, you can't. Well, you can.
Genetically.
In utero, you
can't
can.
Grow a pear.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, now that we've resolved that.
With the contract initially.
That biological dilemma. What's happening on the highways and byways?
You could just think where you would buy them.
Exactly.
What around to Kmart? That really
Balls are us.
Yeah, I had a couple of ideas myself, but never mind.
The Nut House.
The Men's Nut House. Richie Highway.
Right next to You're going to like the way you look.
Glen Burnie Tranny. Where was I? Oh, 95 Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. 895 is doing fine. No issues. Beltway, you're at right now. A little bit more of a fill-in there. Right around I-70, Security Boulevard to Route 40. Nothing out of the ordinary. JFX, very nice. Ruxton Road South. They're still working on the wreck. It's a little bit slow. BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road. We're going to have a delay back through Greenbelt Road, and eventually it may go back to the Capitol Beltway, so the traffic in Prince George's County is going to be a little bit more stacked up there on 295 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start to the day, warming up into the low 60s. We may have some rain overnight, but tomorrow will dry out, partly sunny, upper 60s for your Saturday. And right now, clear 36 in Glen Burnie, and it's 37 in Parkville. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
This is a vile creature.
There she is.
Kristen dug up the crazy Nancy vile. All right. This is something right up your alley, Maggie. Texas Pickle Festival might be the craziest food party in America. It starts tomorrow in Arlington, Texas. And I didn't know this, but this Pickle Festival started here in Baltimore in 2019. The Big Dill has exploded in the nation's number one pickle festival. Here are some of the events. You can see you have the Pickle Up Show, then the Brine Chug Challenge.
Oh, man.
And then you have the Pickle Rave, the Pickle Eating Championship, and then the Pickle Swallowing competition.
That's harmful.
You know?
I would think.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Would you enter the pickle swallowing competition?
Depends on what the prize is.
You know? Okay. Yeah. It's a jar full of pickles a week for the rest of your life. Who knows?
Oh.
No. No, but they do have 7,500 guests are being expected at the Pickle Festival there in Texas. Why did we give it up? Apparently, was it a big thing in Baltimore? I didn't know. Anybody remember the Big Dill Pickle Festival here in Baltimore?
Yep.
I don't.
Like something in Hamden.
Yeah. McDonald's introducing new limited-time extra value meal offers this month. The $5 sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and the $8 10-piece chicken McNuggets extra value meal now through the end of the month. Denny's has just been bought.
Somebody
forked over $620 million for Denny's. Will it help save the iconic diner? We don't know because it was struggling with bankruptcy there for a little bit. So now this might have given them a temporary stay of execution, but I hope so. I always liked Denny's.
Same.
Yeah, when I was growing up, when I was out in college in Flagstaff, Arizona, there was right on Route 66, there was a big Denny's everybody went to.
Oh.
Always have good stuff.
Yeah, and then just you could ever see all the college students.
Too,
it was great. It was unbelievable.
Hojo's, remember Hojo's?
Yeah. What was that?
$5 breakfast.
Yeah, $5 in the Grand Slam.
Lose over my hammy.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Personal.
Oh.
Aldi is offering $40 Thanksgiving meals that feed 10 people. The Thanksgiving Feast for 10 deal includes main dishes, sides, drinks, and desserts, and can feed 10 people for just $40.
$40 for 10?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
And here's what you get. Listen to this. Whole turkey, beef roast with vegetables, lamb loin chops, rosemary seasoned pork loin, and then you get the sides as well. You get the mashed potatoes, the brown gravy mix, four cheese home-style mashed potatoes, yams, Hawaiian sweet rolls, In addition, you can get apple cider donuts, chocolate lava cakes, ice cream, along with your traditional pumpkin pie. All these feast for 10. That's a great deal.
That is a great, great deal. Yeah.
So you may want to sign up and make, reserve yours now.
No sauerkraut.
No, not from Aldi's. You have to get a can on your own.
Oh.
Or get a bag o' kraut, as it's known.
Get your sack o' kraut.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
Kraut does to you.
Yep. 649. It's actually very healthy for your gut biome.
Oh, yeah. The biome is, your gut biome is quite.
Fermented foods, and sauerkraut is one of them, is very healthy for you.
I like fermented whiskey.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's... Chuck appears every day fermented here on the Casey & Company program.
Well, when you drink formaldehyde right before the show, that's what happens.
That's right. We gotta get that healthy glow back, you know?
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
All right, we'll see you in a couple. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. So this whole redistricting thing was really, thanks to President Trump, he has triggered the left. And he started with the mid-cycle redistricting in Texas, and that launched this wave of overreaction by the Democrats, which usually just gerrymander every 10 years after the census. That's when they decide they're going to cheat, redraw these maps that have no, it's all about identity politics, racial politics, geographical advantages. You look at Maryland's maps, they're ridiculous, and they're not fair. It's 7-1, and now Governor Moore wants to make him 8-0 and try to wipe out Andy Harris's seat. So again, hopefully that won't stand, but again, I'll take it. President Trump's a fighter, and he's taking the fight to the Democrats. Unfortunately, Republicans in Kansas and Indiana and other parts of the country, I can't remember, there's another state that maybe it's Ohio, they don't want to either fight with President Trump, or they're afraid of losing their seats, but they're not cooperating as they should. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Sydney Sweeney doubles down on her great jeans ad.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, HEAGY.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Thanks to AI,
hello,
modern medicine, and the simple fact that you're taking better care of yourself, there's a good chance you're going to live into your 90s or maybe even see age 100.
You're welcome.
Do you have an income strategy that will last as long as you do? Is it guaranteed?
Guaranteed. It means you can count on it happening.
We help retirees all over Maryland establish a pension. Remember those?
I remember everything.
Believe it or not, pensions are alive and well, and they're better than ever. They're called annuities, and they provide guaranteed income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live.
I can last forever.
No other financial vehicle on the planet can do that. So stop worrying about the stock market or any other scary headline you hear on the news. Do I hear age 110? Bring it on.
Lucky I'm here to improve cosmetic surgery.
Call today and get your free annuity and income survival kit. Well, go ahead, Iris. Tell them how to get their kit.
Calling annuity expert Adam Wosky is the truly intelligent move. 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:52, 8 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Worst memory of crazy Nancy Pelosi. We're getting taking those for you here this morning. And Governor Hogan, all of a sudden, is finding his voice once again. You know, again, it just seems to me it's like a bad penny. It just keeps turning up everywhere you look. And the question is he going to try to kind of, you know, slither his way back into the Republican race? And what do you think about that? And by the way, Ed Hale, who is a Republican and running for the governor's office, is going to be with us next Wednesday for a full hour in studio. So we invite you to join us for that. That's going to be a great, great time, great conversation. And we did hear from one of our listeners regarding Governor Moore's cell phone. Michelle in Westminster says, if Governor Moore would give me his cell phone number, I guarantee you the message would be quite different. I can imagine. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I don't think Larry can slither.
Yeah, he might. Maybe roll would be a better.
Maybe roll him.
Yeah, okay.
He's not going to slither, that's for damn sure. Northbound BW Parkway, a little slow yet there. Powder Mill Road, as traffic comes up from the Capitol Beltway, the wreck was between Powder Mill Road and Greenbelt Road, and we're still slow northbound. Southbound, even looking at it just a bit, so there are some brake lights after 198 through that area. It looks like we're still doing fine through Annapolis. Even the early morning buildup is just beginning to arrive now on I-97 southbound at Route 32, but we're clear at the Bay Bridge over towards Whitehall Road through the Severn River Bridge and with the ramp lanes open there at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold start, warming up, low 60s today, mild, mostly cloudy overnight, maybe rain possible, and low 50s tomorrow. It'll be dry, partly sunny, upper 60s. It's clear in 35 in Columbia and 35 in Owings Mills. Hollywood actress Sydney Sweeney is not backing down not even the GQ, the woke mob, certainly not to the media elites who think patriotism and blonde hair are somehow offensive. So she was doing this interview with GQ's Catherine Stuffel, and Sweeney, who previously identified as a registered Republican, I don't know what her current voting registration is, she kind of refused to take the bait as this reporter repeatedly tried to corner her into this apologizing for her now viral American Eagle jeans ad, which the left has absurdly labeled racist and eugenic. Here is how part of that interview sounded.
I'm literally in jeans and a t-shirt, like, every day of my life.
Jeans are uncontroversial. Jeans are awesome.
Yeah, I like your jeans.
You look great in your jeans. I think I know how you're going to answer this, but I'm going to ask anyway. I mean, the president tweeted about the jeans ad, or Truth Social about the jeans ad, and that just seems to me like a very crazy moment for anyone, and I wondered what that was like.
It was surreal.
It was surreal.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be totally human. I would probably feel like thankful that somebody had my back in public, you know, and conveniently some very powerful people had my back in public. And I wondered if you felt that way.
I don't think that it's not that feeling didn't, I didn't have that feeling, but I wasn't thinking of it like that, or like of any of it. I kind of just put my phone away. I was filming every day. I'm filming Euphoria, so I'm working like 16-hour days, and I don't really bring my phone on set, so I work, and then I go home, and I go to sleep. So I didn't really see a lot of it.
You've made a really good case for keeping your thoughts and your life separate from that work. But the risk is that, you know, there's a chance that somebody will get some idea about what you think about certain issues, mm-hmm. and feel like, I don't want to see Christy because of that. Like, do you worry about that?
No. No.
The criticism of the content, which was basically that maybe specifically in this political climate, like, white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority. Like, that was kind of like the criticism, broadly speaking. And since you are talking about this, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that specifically.
I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear.
Good for her. Good for Sydney Sweeney. Girl. She wasn't going to take the bait. They're trying to bait her into, you know, saying something about Trump and support for Trump, or him having her back on the, you know, the what was a viral one of the, you know, since Calvin Klein and Brooke Shields, the hottest jeans ad out there in a long, long time. I remember Beyonce made one as well that was also equally as hot, but nobody was really concerned about that. It's okay for Beyonce, but mm-hmm. Sydney Sweeney, basically she said, you know, do you worry about it? No. I don't worry about it. And then she tried about the genetic superiority crap.
Superiority.
Yeah, I think that when there's an issue I want to speak about, people are going to hear. And what I love about this is that she's doubling down. She's not capitulating. She's not bending the knee to the leftist media. And in her business, you need the leftist media to cover GQ, which is Gentleman's Quarterly. Again, you need this kind of publicity. It goes with the job. Now, it's interesting that maybe we'll play this later on in the show, that last over the weekend, Jennifer Lawrence, who is a left-wing actress, she now is saying that, I'm going to keep my opinions to myself because, let's face it, I'd rather do it through my work rather than because, I mean, basically it's what Michael Jordan used to say when he was selling underwear and shoes and stuff. When you start taking political stances and you're selling stuff and you're a spokesperson, you're going to alienate half your audience. So, Republicans buy shoes, Republicans buy underwear as well, at least most of them. And the fact is that when you start lecturing people, I don't care who you vote for. I don't care who Sydney Sweeney votes for or who Jennifer Lawrence votes for. But when they start trashing your candidate or your movement or your ideology, that's when I think it blows back in their faces. Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that she's very cautious, very careful, very guarded in the way she responds to these questions.
Smart
she's,
young lady.
Yeah, she is very smart and has been trained, I think, in how to handle the media, and good for her. So Sydney Sweeney standing her ground against GQ. All right, coming up next, right after the 7 o'clock news, the president now is doubling down on day 38 of the shutdown on ending the filibuster. And so, and I'll tell you the reason why he's doing that. BGE has been found to have overcharged the city of Baltimore $670,000. And we'll see if they get the same treatment that we get. You know, because if you're late on your bill, you get charged a penalty or an interest fee. Wonder how much BGE is going to pay the city of Baltimore. It's 7 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. High anxiety at the airports today, probably right through the weekend. It's all because of the longest ever government shutdown now in its 38th day.
The FAA order is to cut flights by 10% at 40 of the busiest airports, including Anchorage, Teterboro, New Jersey, Tampa, as well as New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. It's to take pressure off air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the shutdown. Two words you don't want to hear at the airport are canceled and
delay.
In Dallas, Alan Perkins' late night flight was bumped to the next day. Anyone with plans for the weekend are anxiously waiting to find out their flight status. Some airlines are planning to focus on slashing routes to and from small and medium-sized cities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The nation's highest court hands the Trump administration another win.
Justices are allowing the administration to enforce a policy blocking transgender and non-binary people from choosing a sex on their passport that's different from their biological sex. In January, President Trump signed an executive order declaring the U.S. would recognize two sexes, male and female, based on birth certificates and biological classification. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the administration will appeal a judge's ruling that did not go its way. A Rhode Island federal judge ordering the administration to find the money to fully fund a SNAP food benefits for November. A huge challenge to be sure, but it holds the potential of an enormous payday for Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Shareholders have approved a pay package would make him the world's first trillionaire if he meets certain performance targets over the coming decade. Musk is already the world's wealthiest man. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 86 points. NASDAQ futures 71 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The national debt is soaring and the dollar is weakening. Rising deficits and market instability are creating a perfect storm of economic uncertainty. In unpredictable times, more people are turning to physical gold and silver, real tangible assets that have protected wealth for centuries as a way to safeguard their savings and retirement. And now with the Fed preparing another rate cut, precious metals are poised for dramatic gains in the coming weeks. At Advantage Gold, we help you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll receive a free gold guide packed with real-world strategies to help protect your investments. Call 800-741-GOLD or visit AdvantageGold.com. Call 800-741-4653. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop delay now is right around I-70 Security Boulevard, and from there down through Frederick Road. And then it should pick up the speed as you're working your way south eventually down towards I-95. Again today, clear skies. Anybody south and east will be dealing with the bright sunshine as we move forward from this point. We do have the wreck and the cleanup was still there. It's a little better now, though, but the wreck was on the BW Parkway northbound between Powder Mill Road and Greenbelt Road. It looks to be improving just a bit, but there's still some heavy traffic there at Powder Mill Road on 295. Last check, lane's still open. Nothing out of the ordinary so far at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast after a cold start, increasing clouds today with highs ending up in the low 60s. Plan on some rain showers tonight with lows falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 39 degrees in Parkville and 38 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the body-worn camera footage from a deadly police-involved shooting in Dundalk. The October 8th shooting happened after Baltimore County officers responded to reports of gunfire and encountered an armed suspect at a home on Larkhall Road. Six officers fired their weapons, and 55-year-old Robert Adams was pronounced dead at the scene. All of the officers involved in the shooting are on administrative leave, and the incident remains under investigation. And a death investigation is underway after skeletal remains were discovered along I-70 in Frederick County. Maryland State Police say Natural Resources police officers found the remains in a wooded area near Green Valley Road shortly before 4 p.m. Wednesday. The State Police crime scene technicians from the Forensic Sciences Division processed the scene for evidence, and the remains were taken to the medical examiner's office in Baltimore. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 037, the pick 4, 8811. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. You know, I've known you for years now, Vinny, but today I actually found out a few things I didn't know. I was shocked to find out that 72% of licensed agents didn't sell any homes in 2024. You, on the other hand, sell a home just about every 31 hours. And even more impressive, your business has been built on giving back to our local community, including your work over at Johns Hopkins Children's Center.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, we've been blessed over the last 22 years, and our Go Serve Big mission gives back to the community that has supported us. In fact, I just announced our latest initiative, giving back to a local family in need. I'm going to waive my commission to help a family in need of buying or selling a home this fall. If anyone listening knows somebody who has struggled in any way and needs my help, I want to hear about it.
Vinny, that's amazing. And if you know a special family who needs Vinny's services, let him know the details. You can call or text Vinny today at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens locker room opened yesterday after another full participation practice day. Roquan Smith well aware of the offensive firepower his defense will face Sunday in Minnesota.
Every game in the league is a tall task. At the end of the day, they're our opponent. And like you should know your opponent going into each and every game and have respect for your opponent. But at the end of the day, it's about what you do. And that's our focus, like going out and doing what we do.
Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, a top-notch receiving tandem for Minnesota. Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason, a robust pair of running backs as well. It was throwback uniform last night in Denver, so the Raiders and the Broncos decided to celebrate it with a throwback type of game.
Slips to the outside. Nix looks that way, then over the middle, then to the right, throws, caught into the end zone for the touchdown. Troy Franklin.
And that was the only touchdown the Broncos would score all night. Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Defense ruled the day as the Broncos sacked Geno Smith six times and the special teams blocked a Raiders punt on their way to a 10-7 win over Vegas. You don't see many 10-7 games in the NFL anymore, but you saw one last night in Denver. Other sports news and a stunner, Craig Stamen, a former reliever and special assistant in San Diego, will be the new Padres manager. Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer confirmed that a Chipotle worker did in fact reveal his injury injury status before the game against the Texas Longhorns. ESPN ended its betting partnership with Penn Entertainment years earlier than expected and will shift to DraftKings, so no more ESPN bet commercials. And Florida freshman Olivier Ruiz became the tallest college basketball player ever when he entered the Gators' win last night at 7'9". Coming up in 30 minutes, when actions speak louder than words. And that is Time on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, the Supreme Court handing President Trump a win on gender identity. We'll take a look at BGE overcharging the city of Baltimore, and the Councilman Conway says he's not going to take any more money from BGE. But our top story here today is it is day 38 of the Schumer shutdown, and now we know that the Democrats, I think, continue to keep it shut down because they think they're winning. And the exit polls would indicate that a lot of people were driven to the polls in Jersey and in Virginia because the media, and there's a study out today that basically says that, based with the help of the media, the Republicans are getting most the lion's share of the blame. And President Trump wants to end the shutdown. But he's not going to give in to the Democrat blackmail and hostage demands. Just won't do it. And here's what he said to Republicans yesterday.
I think it's time for them to end the filibuster and just put everybody back to work. Vote in voter ID, vote in no mail-in voting except for military, faraway military, and people that are very sick. I'd like to see one-day voting. I'd like to see not 65 days of voting from all over the place. No, I'd like to clean up the elections. The border, we've done a great job. We have a great, strong border now. But I'd like to see new rules on immigration that can be fair and good, you know. But rules that you'll never get, rules that they're never going to get. There's so many things we could put in, including tax cuts that we could get, and we could do it all ourselves. To do that, you have to end the filibuster. The filibuster is, and they'll do it too. They'll immediately do it. You know, what the Democrats will do is they're going to make Puerto Rico a state. They're going to make D.C. a state. They're going to pack the court. They're going to end up with more electoral votes. They're going to end up with four senators because of the two states. And they're going to do this 100%. They would have done it except Manchin and Sinema got in their way. They would have done it. So if they're going to do it, I would do it. I would do it before them.
And he's absolutely 100% right. The Democrats are going to do it at some point in time if they regain the White House, if they regain control of the Senate, especially. They're going to do it. There's no doubt in my mind that they're going to take that. It's just a simple majority. And the rhinos in the Senate are fighting it. The McConnells and the Collins and the Murkowskis and the Curtises et al. The rhinos, because Thune says they don't have the votes. Nowhere even close to having the votes. We went over that yesterday. But the reason why the rhinos are fighting it, because they don't want to give Trump that power to enact his agenda. That's the reason why. They're not afraid of the Democrats. They basically are Democrats. They're the uniparty. But they don't want to give Trump the ability to do voter ID, all those things that he just said. And again, this economic nationalization revolution that is ongoing right now that would change the way that would eliminate the deep state. They this is how the deep state fights back. This is how the levers of power operate in Washington. They're just trying to ride his presidency out. And with the nasty CRs and gimmicks, parlor, you know, gimmicks and tricks and cheating. So what do you think? Should the president, the president's right. I think the question is, can he find enough Republicans to go along with him? And this shutdown could go on at least through Thanksgiving. We'll hear from Senator Kennedy about that coming up at just a moment. 7:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're back looking at both the harbor tunnels and all as well. It's not bad at all for a Friday morning. We're under a five-minute delay, maybe not even that right now. Southbound on 95 and 895 with the lanes open. Just made a quick swing towards Annapolis. We're good at I-97 and Route 32. We're going to pick up a little sunshine problem there, so it may start to back up. It's not too bad right now, but between there and 178, the sun is right in your face. Everybody's good from the Bay Bridge over towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97 with all the lanes open. That the wreck on the BW Parkway did officially clear. We have the word now everybody is gone from the area, and it looks a lot better now from the earlier wreck, which was northbound at Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast. Cold start, warming up. Temps will be in the low 60s, mild, mostly cloudy, rain possible overnight, temps in the low 50s. Tomorrow it's going to be dry, partly sunny, upper 60s again for the high. Right now, sunny, 42 in Annapolis, 36 in Ellicott City. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump yesterday was holding a press conference in the White House with a major deal with Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and they're all going to slash the cost of these GLP-1 medications, you know, like Ozempic and Wegovy for diabetes and obesity. RFK Jr. saying the American public's going to lose 125 million pounds by next year. The bad part about that is it's still a pharmaceutical drug, and it still has nasty side effects for a lot of people. So I don't know if I would be, that to me is not part of the MAHA movement. I mean, you know, eat better, exercise more, get a good night's sleep. So I, again, this to me, big pharma, like big tech, has kind of found a way to, you know, snake their way into the White House here. So you got to be careful with that. So I'm not real crazy about that announcement yesterday, but, he did react to the, Supreme Court hearings on tariffs and had this to say.
I can't imagine that anybody would do that kind of devastation to our country. You know, we have to pay back trillions of dollars. We've taken in trillions. We haven't taken in billions. We've taken in trillions of dollars. We've made trade deals based on that.
Yeah, and again, they made trade trillions of dollars in investment. And this is going to take, this is what is, you know, this is what they abandoned. And they abandoned in New Jersey, New York City, I think, is a lost cause anyway, but in Virginia and New Jersey especially, they abandoned Trump's economic message. Again, when Trump is not on the ballot, people don't turn out. That's why you have to run on his policies and messaging. And the economic revolution that is occurring in this country right now is a priority. Yet Republicans are too stupid to make it a priority in Jersey and in Virginia. So that's the reason why I think they were going to lose anyway, but that's the reason why we saw double-digit losses. Good news is there's a new signer for the Abraham Accords, as some call them. Kazakhstan is the latest to join.
A tremendous country with a tremendous leader has officially joined the Abraham Accords, and I just want to thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor.
An Obama judge has scolded DOJ lawyers, ordering the president to fully fund SNAP benefits by tomorrow. That would be by today, actually. So this federal judge, again, all spending originates in the House. The executive branch can, you know, certainly has ways to make things happen. But again, the contingency fund, which only had like $4.5 billion, and that's already gone. There's no money left in the contingency fund. So maybe you ought to take it from the judiciary budget. And maybe judges need to be laid off. That might be the first in history. As for the rest of the shutdown, day 38, we're going to start seeing severe flight delays. Some might be 5 to 7 hours or longer. Some 40 airports are going to see a reduction in overall flights, including BWI, including Dulles, including Reagan National. So just in 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks to Thanksgiving Day, and here's what the president said about that.
Sean Duffy announced they're cutting in certain areas 10%, and they want to make sure it's 100% safe. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah, Fox News is reporting that the Justice Department is about to issue subpoenas to John Brennan from both D.C. and Florida grand juries, so we'll keep an eye on that for you. And federal prosecutors opening up corruption investigation into D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. She's the latest to be in the crosshair. So who's next? Clapper? Monaco, Mary McCord, maybe even Obama, Biden, we don't know. Vivek Ramaswamy, who's going to be, I think, the next governor of Ohio, out there saying the top lesson and takeaway from Tuesday night's election.
I think the top lesson is we have got to focus now on domestic economic policy, because as wrong as Zoran Mamdani's solutions are on affordability, it is the right problem to point to. Where people in my home state, people across the country, feel like their electric bills have gotten too high, feel like healthcare costs are out of control, grocery prices, or even you think about even just the daily cost of living or the affordability of housing. We're the party that has the right solutions. We just need to talk about that more vocally. A lot of that, Laura, is at the state and local level as well. President Trump, he's done his part. You think about, he's sealed the border. He has secured international peace abroad. So many accomplishments in the first 9 months of his presidency. That alone would be an accomplishment for the history books. But now it's up to leaders at other levels to now address those domestic economic policy issues, particularly this issue of affordability. And I want to see the Republican Party to be the party that actually leads the way rather than just sweeping this under the rug.
Yeah, and last night in Long Island at the Fox News Patriot Awards, First Lady Melania Trump received Patriot of the Year.
American ingenuity built Silicon Valley, landed humans on the moon, and powered every industrial leap forward. From our whining railroads to artificial intelligence.
And she did it. Listen to some of the, just in this year alone, in the 290-some days, the Take It Down Act, combating the spread of non-consensual intimate imagery, Ukrainian-Russian family reunification effort. She wrote that letter to Putin. Think about that. I mean, you know, when, can't remember a first lady ever writing a letter to a foreign leader, especially in the middle of a war. That's just amazing. $25 million for HUD funding secured for foster care housing, and the Presidential Artificial Intelligence Challenge in the White House AI Roundtable. Just all some of her achievements. And last night, Erica Kirk received the first ever Charlie Kirk Legacy Award. That's the way it went down, 292 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:21, and the president, not only on ending the filibuster, but he had an important word about his economic policies and messages. That's coming up in just a second. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman are there for you, should you ever need them, and the serious accident resulting in serious injury. I talked to Stephen and saw Rachel Alpert Friedman just the other night at an event, and they said they're getting a lot of referrals from WCBM listeners, and keep them coming because they're there to help you when you've been seriously injured in a serious vehicle accident. And you do need serious legal representation. And so many people, so Stephen was telling me the other night of a client that came, tried to be their own lawyer, tried to, you know, they listened on the radio and they listened to all the advice and they download stuff and they were self-taught, I guess, law school. It didn't work out, and it often doesn't, because you usually, it's one little mistake that you can make that can damage your claim, especially if you need to go to court or if litigation is required. So don't be your own lawyer. Hire Stephen, Rachel, Michael, and the whole firm at 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723, traffic weather on the threes once again now with an update on Friday morning rush hour. Is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
If you're traveling south and east this morning through the area with the clear skies, bright sunshine will be a factor. There's not a lot of traffic in most of the areas. Friday morning we seem to get a little break. We're still clear at both the Harbor Tunnels, but some minor slowing beginning now. Interloop towards Green Spring and the JFX on the Parkville side, and definitely busy now right here at Liberty Road going down through I-70 on the outer loop, and then at least at Frederick Road as you start down the hill towards 95. The lanes are open. The inner loop coming up from Frederick Road still looks good. Nothing major early on the JFX, and at last check everybody there was running okay moving south from Ruxton Road and into the area of the city-county line. Don't see any problems, just changing the camera now to the area south at the city-county line. Yep, all the lanes are clear. JFX, you are good right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start, warming up to low 60s today, mild, mostly cloudy, rain possible overnight. Tomorrow, nice air, sunny, dry, upper 60s. Next week is going to get really cold. We're going to see temperatures in the 40s and lows in the low 30s with a chance of some snowflakes, we're told. Right now, sunny, 38 in Reisterstown. Kristen's in there grimacing. 37 in Forest Hill. And Senator John Kennedy, Louisiana, he doesn't think the shutdown's ending anytime soon.
Most members of the Senate are running around like ants in a sugar bowl, like a bunch of headless chickens. But we're, in my opinion, we're nowhere near getting out of this shutdown.
He doesn't think it's going to be resolved before Thanksgiving. And the reason why is because as soon as you come back, the November 21st is the next shutdown date. So you have to come back and you have to negotiate that. Democrats want, as I said yesterday, they want to extend it into next year so that it handcuffs Trump spending. It will basically make sure, and that's why Trump wants it out. He wants it over now. That's why he wants the filibuster. That's why the deep state, the rhinos, the establishment, the Democrats are all working against him. A new study out from the Media Research Center confirms that the news media has been playing defense for the Democrat Party throughout the government shutdown. This is from the Media Research Center. The broadcast shutdown coverage heavily favored Democrats over Republicans, 87-13%.
Dear God.
Only 12 reports even mentioned the Senate Democrats refused to vote for a clean CR. 12 reports. That's one less than one-fifth. Not a single report mentioned the Democrats voted back in March to end the same Obamacare subsidies, which they're now demanding. So, again, when you have the power of the media behind you, you've got to get your message out. And that's what President Trump is saying. We've got to get the word out about the economy, what we're doing. This is not the same economic turnaround that happened in his first term. He did it twice, not once, but twice. Remember, he had to do it in the beginning because he was left a nightmare. And then, secondly, we got hit by COVID. And he had to drag us out of COVID with the economy again. This is an economic revolution. This economic nationalism, having companies reshore, having new plants, having this kind of trillions of dollars of investment. We have plants being built. We have car manufacturers. We have pharmaceutical manufacturers coming home. It's what it takes time. That's not going to happen in 292 days. And you got to get the word out what is happening. Instead, of course, gas prices. Have you seen gas prices? The gas prices, energy prices have come down and will continue to come down. Grocery prices in some areas are still a bit stubborn, but that's a lot due to inflation. But President Trump says, get the word out.
We're not going to spend
$1 trillion or $1.5 trillion on health care for people that came into our country illegally, many of them from prisons and many of them drug dealers and murderers, 11,888 murderers. We're not doing that.
No. So, again, it's something that you have to get the word out that, you know, and then the media won't cover it. I mean, that's another problem altogether. But you do have to run on his economic message. And what it is that this time of letting the global elitists dictate how our economy is going to operate, it's over. The NAFTAs are over. I think he eventually is going to renegotiate MCA with Canada. Canada right now is on the outside looking in. We cut a deal with China. We cut all these trade deals. And hopefully the Supreme Court won't burst the bubble, because President Trump is right over on tariffs. We are in an international economic emergency. We have had countries like China and India and the European Union and others take advantage of us for far too long. They've closed their markets to our products. They've put unfair tariffs. These are not taxes, Justice Roberts. These are reciprocal tariffs. When other countries are penalizing us, what are we supposed to do? Just sit there and take it like dummies? Finally, we have a president that's fighting for us, fighting for the forgotten man, for the forgotten worker, for the middle class. That's what puts, you know, people in the voting booth. The blue-collar workers, they once again sat home because Jack Cittarelli in New Jersey didn't run on it. Winsome Sears in Virginia didn't run on Trump's economic policies. Instead, they just typical stupid Republicans with a circular firing squad. Imagine if you lose the ability to hear someone to say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or about it just hearing this radio show, or the voices of your children or grandchildren or nature, whatever it is. I mean, you take your senses, especially hearing, for granted. We do know that hearing loss as we age does happen, and we do know that it becomes extremely difficult to communicate when you have had hearing loss, and, you know, be comfortable within certain settings, and even can lead to early dementia. So this kind of suffering should not, you don't have to tolerate, you don't have to accept. They call our good friends at Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan. They helped my wife with some tinnitus last year, and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100, or online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology, 410-944-3100. Time for some news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Annapolis Board of Canvassers has completed the first count of mail-in and drop-box ballots from the 2025 municipal elections. The unofficial results have been added to the in-person totals from Election Day. In the mayor's race, Democrat Jared Lippmann received an additional 2,021 votes for a total of 6,312. Republican Robert O'Shea picked up 507 more votes, bringing his total to 2,300. There will be a second round of ballot counting on Wednesday, November 12th, after all mail-in and provisional ballots have been received. When the votes are all counted, the votes will be certified and the winners officially declared. The state fire marshal is investigating a fire that destroyed the Unwind on the Water restaurant on Plum Point Road. The blaze on the property of Triton Marina caused an estimated $1 million in damage, and the restaurant has been deemed a total loss. The fire at the two-story waterfront restaurant broke out overnight Thursday, and it took 40 firefighters around 2 hours to bring the blaze under control. Investigators say surveillance video did not show any vehicles or individuals on the property before the fire. At this time, there's no evidence of a criminal act, and all potential causes are being considered. A suspect in a stolen vehicle has been arrested in connection with a theft at a Dollar General on Ritchie Highway. Anne Arundel County Police spotted the stolen SUV at the Dollar General, where an employee reported a theft, and as officers approached, the driver fled. Police found the suspect near Curtis Avenue in Baltimore, and when they tried to arrest him, he allegedly assaulted an officer and ran. Baltimore police responded and assisted in arresting 28-year-old Raymond Jenkins III. And Howard County's Office of Emergency Management will be testing the outdoor tone alert system in historic Ellicott City next week. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a report of some debris on the roadway. Haven't seen it yet. I'm looking at 95 northbound coming up to the airport cutoff at I-195. I look really on both sides of that ramp area. I don't see any impact. So if you're north from Howard County, you're southbound through there. It looks like we're doing okay despite that report. City police with a couple of accidents. One is downtown at Dr. King at McCullough Street, and then on the east side, the wreck at Broadway at Biddle Street. Both of those are reported with some minor injuries, so you may have a medic unit there as well. Typical ride on the Beltway. Some areas fighting the bright sunshine, and the west side is busy from Liberty Road down through the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast: after a cold start, increasing clouds today with highs ending up in the low 60s. Plan on some rain showers tonight with lows falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. One of the more interesting game within the game matchup Sunday will be Lamar going up against a defense led by coordinator Brian Flores. As head coach of the Dolphins back in 2021, Flores flummoxed Lamar into an extremely subpar performance by blitzing him all night. In a dismal 22-10 loss, asked what he took away from that memory, Lamar said,
"I tried to focus on everything I could to get better, you know, and blitzes was one of them, because early on in my career, I believe we was getting sacked, like, you know, like crazy, and me just getting older, you know, older in my career, eighth year, it's like, man, we got to get the ball a lot, got to know where the protection, know where the hots are."
In fact, Flores blitzed Lamar 40 times, that what they call zero cover sacks, cover zero, I shouldn't say sacks, cover zero coverage, which would make Bill Yost proud. Remember this?
"No, I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night!"
Favorite sports movie of all time, Remember the Titans. That was quite a game. Lamar hopefully learning from that experience. Terps football has turned south over the last 4 weeks with four straight losses. Headed to Rutgers this weekend. Head coach Mike Locksley looking for answers, he says, on offense.
"Somehow, some way, we've got to get the offense going. And to me, the inefficiency on offense is just the inability to have balance. And to me, that's my job. I'm an offensive guy."
Freshman quarterback Malik Washington has struggled during the streak. Actions speak louder than words, of course, and so it was at the Orioles press conference earlier this week. Owner David Rubenstein was asked about roster formation for 2026 and what, if any, constraints there would be on spending.
We don't have particular constraints. We're going to try to get the best players we can. Mike is leading that effort and has already talked about a number of possibilities with us.
In an earlier press conference, General Manager Elias said the team would be built responsibly this offseason. Orioles payroll increased 72% in 2025 to $162 million. A sidebar, six of MLB's highest payroll teams made the playoffs last year. Two made it from the bottom 10. And finally, Blues goaltender Jordan Binnington spoke to the media yesterday, one day after giving up Alex Ovechkin's 900th career goal and then putting the puck in the back of his pocket.
"What are we going to do with that?"
"Yeah, I figured I basically had an assist on the goal there, turning it over, so didn't think he'd mind sharing it, but I had full intention to give it back to him."
Full intention of giving it back to him. He slid it down the back of his pants in full view of the television cameras. Later, the linesman, Michael Cormier, had to go over and discuss it with him, and then Binnington handed over the disc. The time now is 7:37. When we return, sometimes you just got to hold it in.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retire? retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial.
Tell us a little bit about advisor,
member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so here's an interesting admission from the play-by-play man of the World Series on Fox, Joe Davis. The six-hour, 39-minute game that ended at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, the 18 innings.
So, right, 18 innings. He was on ESPN 1000, The Score, and the host asked him, well, tell us what it was like, and here's what Joe Davis responded.
Isn't he? So that's something impressive, I swear. Yeah, afterwards I was like, dang, that's good stuff, dude.
6 hours and 39 minutes, 18 innings, and he didn't go to the bathroom one time.
Wow.
That is absolutely impressive.
Yeah.
Almost as impressive as the game.
Yeah, unless he had a Wizinator.
I don't think they have that in the broadcast booth. No, they don't. Usually, I've been in a lot of those booths.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
You probably have to bring your own.
I've never seen one. That's a really good point.
Yeah, what do you do? You're the play-by-play guy. You can't leave.
You got
years ago, the Orioles would trade off. Remember, it was Chuck Thompson and Bill O'Donnell.
Three innings,
exactly.
Right.
But, you know that ended. Those days are going.
You got to have bladder control, my friend.
Indeed. Mm. All right, Gary. Thanks. 7:38. 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Citing utility cost concerns, Baltimore City Councilman Mark Conway says he's done with BGE campaign donations. He and he's asking his fellow Democrats, do not accept any BGE money. Now, what's interesting, because we talked to Mackenzie Frost about this yesterday, he's not saying don't accept any solar or wind company money, just BGE money. He's not saying during our education crisis not to accept teachers' union contributions. He's not saying during the affordable housing crisis not to accept developer donations. Just, look, we all know what this is. It's nothing more than a publicity stunt. Why? Because he's challenging Kwesi Mfume in a run for Congress. So, you know, it's clickbait. It's meant that, again, it's a virtual signaling. I'm going to be the first Democrat not to accept BGE contributions and donations. Aren't I wonderful? Sorry, Mark, we're not buying it. You may want to try somebody else for that. Meanwhile, speaking of BGE, they have apparently overcharged the city of Baltimore by $670,000, and Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen is a little bit perturbed.
I've seen the way this company treats our constituents and our customers. There's a little bit of fault on both sides, I would say. But, you know, I think holding them to account for accuracy is also really important as well.
Yeah, well, again, my big question is this, and that is, so when you are late for a payment for BGE, you get charged a penalty. There's some kind of interest charge or a fee that you have to pay on your outstanding balance, okay? The question here is, if they've been holding the city's $670,000 for I don't know how long, months maybe, are they going to pay the $670,000 with interest back to the city of Baltimore? If not, why not? And shouldn't they? If they're charging consumers and customers an interest charge for late payments, then they should be charged for interest for holding somebody's money for incorrect billing, whatever the case may be. So we're now finding out that the comptroller, Reagan Henry, we'll talk to him in just a second, but Zeke Cohen said that the amount, he was staggered to find out, stunned that it was this large.
But $670,000 is, to the best of your knowledge, the missed, duplicate, erroneous.
That's the overpayment that we will be receiving back from BGE.
Yeah, receiving back. But shouldn't that come back immediately? No. Initially, they tried to offer credits to the city that, we'll just credit you and you can just deduct it from your bill. Well, we found out that it was going to take like 195 years the comptroller, Reagan Henry, says, not buying that one.
There's a strong desire to slam BGE for a ridiculous policy that would have
put us in a position of having to wait 195 years to get our money back. July through November is a lot longer than I've ever had to work with our finance department to get somebody paid back for an overpayment.
Now, BG&E saying they had a database problem, which caused the inaccuracy. Now, look, I'm not saying they did this intentionally or with malicious intent or whatever. I just think that you blew it. You made a mistake. You held somebody's money, $670,000 worth, and now they're going to be paid by this November. So it should be paid back to the city with interest or some kind of a fee or whatever the case may be. They tried. That was a good try. We're going to give you a credit on your bill. And 200 years later, you'll eventually be made whole again.
Why?
We would not get the same treatment, right? That's all I'm saying. 743 traffic weather on the threes. Don't forget, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now will be the time. Give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 to become a contestant. Right now, the latest on traffic and weather on the threes with Lug Nuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and their opening game December 6th at Towson University. Again, traveling south and east, the sun not much of a problem right now. A little bit higher in the sky, but some areas are still fighting it, so be prepared for that. Slowing on the Beltway now. Harford Road, the inner loop at Greenspring, the outer loop from about Liberty Road down through Frederick Road, and then after Frederick Road, it gets better, moving south eventually towards the ramps at I-95. Southwest side of the Beltway, looking at it live, it looks good right here at the ramp at the BW Parkway. Very quiet on the JFX moving south. Both the tunnels for a Friday morning, not bad at all, not even a delay right now on 95 or 895 as you're heading south. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins December 6th against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game season tickets are available now. Get it all checked out at BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a cold start, warming up to low 60s today. Right now, sunny, 39 in the city, and it is 40 in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you're going to be the winner. We've got WCBM keychains, pens, etc. For you here today. Richard is in Essex. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, guys.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I always go last, but I'm going to go first this time.
All right.
Be a little bold.
Okay.
All right.
That's be a little bold. Like that. We'll spare Chuck the first vote here.
I'm a little old, not bold.
All right. A little moldy, too.
By the way, I had a question for Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Somebody texted in, wanted to know about Eric the toilet guy at Denny's.
Oh, my. Eric the toilet. Oh, that goes way back.
Okay. They didn't say what was involved. Right. I don't want to know what's involved.
I think I know what's involved.
Man.
I think I'll spare our listeners. Story one. A Minnesota man, 66-year-old man, was spotted outside his home chainsawing his neighbor's car in half while butt naked, according to the police.
That's dangerous.
You got to stop doing that, Chuck.
Suspect has frequently been spotted in the neighborhood by neighbors, not always with a chainsaw, not always naked. But this time, he was chainsawing his neighbor's car in half because his neighbor was a Trump supporter.
Wow.
Story two, an escaped pig named Breakfast went for a rampage through Buffalo. Residents in their neighborhood erupted into chaos Wednesday afternoon when the large pig ran through the area, was chasing locals. Eventually, police did capture Breakfast, but not have him for breakfast. And story three, a Portland Democrat who once called for homeless individuals to be given housing suffered an ironic and cruel twist of fate last week. Her home was torched by a homeless man. All right, story one. Man chainsaws his neighbor's car in half, his butt naked, because he was a Trump supporter. Story two, loose pig named Breakfast causing chaos, eventually caught. Or story three, woke Portland politician who wanted unhoused neighbors to have homes, got her home torched by a homeless person. All right, Richard, what do you think of which one of these is the fake news story?
I can see where number two would be true. Thanks. It's a toss-up between one and three. I'm going to go with one. I just think that's kind of crazy. That Sparks would have been given off by that chainsaw. He would have had to have something on.
All right. I was spoken like you've had experience with that, Richard. Richard.
Metal loincloth.
Loincloth. That ain't covered nothing.
Well, then again,
it depends.
It is cold.
Richard votes for one. Maggie.
I also go with number one. That would smart. You know, okay. It's Maggie not logical.
Takes the plunge. Kristen.
I agree. This is a hard one, but I think I'm also going to go on number one on the same basis. The TDS is real, but logistically, I'm not sure if someone would do that.
And CWIT.
I'm going to go with the pig.
Blanket.
I told you, stop talking to me like that.
I want that one for...
I want a divorce.
Eternity.
It is Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Time for making bacon.
Story three. The woke Portland politician who had her home torched by the homeless after advocating for... homes for them. That is a true story. Ironic, but true. And story number two, Breakfast the Pig, is also a true story. Ooh. Chuck's slump continues. Richard, Maggie, and Kristen are the winners here today. Richard, congratulations.
Thank you
very much.
We'll put you on hold there.
Pigs can be mean.
Yeah.
I know firsthand.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about your experience with swine.
Well, a very close friend... In the biz, we were watching his pigs. We were pig sitting, and the thing took my foot. And I mean, I kid you not. He ate
your foot?
He bit my foot, and he would not let go. They got a grip. They are mean.
Maybe he mistook you for bacon.
Probably.
Maybe we were wiggling those little sausage toes of yours.
I don't have I have nice toes. And I was wearing sneakers, and the evil swine bit my foot.
Okay.
And would not let go.
Just go on. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy ran home.
Oh, he had my name. He won.
Did he cry wee 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 or did you?
Many obscenities. Well,
I think she wants to end it right now.
We ended up eating him anyway.
No kidding.
Nope.
Really? That day?
I forget how long it takes for processing at the butcher, but we ate him.
Because he bit you?
Not because we... Well, okay. I found out after I was dining that it was the one that bit me.
He wasn't Arnold Ziffel, was he?
No, it wasn't Arnold Ziffel.
Okay.
And it wasn't Peppa.
It wasn't Peppa either, right. All right, that's a fascinating story, Mags.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 7:50 nice. Reveals a lot. Chuck, seeing a couple. It is 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Governor Moore is suing President Trump over the FBI building. Carroll County Sheriff is in a little bit of a domestic dispute and heat. We'll go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione at 8:37 this morning. And we'll also hear what Megyn Kelly's advice to the GOP is. That's coming up a little bit later on as well. Town Appliance saw mayor, one of the mayors anyway. They have two mayors at Town Appliance and a tall mayor. You got tall mayor and shorter mayor. Tall mayor was there, and he was saying, man, it's great. WCBM listeners are coming in. They are seeing the showroom, and that's exactly what they wanted. And it's exactly that's what helping help, a lot of helping folks that need appliance repair, or they want an upgrade to their kitchen, or they want to redo their kitchen. Whatever the reason, go to Town Appliance. They have everything you can imagine for all budgets. And again, the customer service is second to none. And the fact is, they will have a price match as well. Town Appliance, located right off Rice Town Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
How about this? Baltimore City's Administrator Faith Leach, who's pulling down a pretty good salary herself, just got a coach. And they're paying... The Baltimore City Board of Estimates approved 10 executive coaching sessions for Leach, $1,800 per hour. That's almost Whitaker money. The contract is part of a larger $125,000 contract that includes workshops and retrieval. Here's the best part. The coach is her former boss, Rashad Young. Talk about cronyism. Nice work if you can get it, right? 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
No, Whitaker money, huh?
Whitaker money.
By last names again,
yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's Whitaker money.
That's fine.
Yeah. Got a big W where the dollar sign goes.
I know where something goes.
I'm glad you do after all these years.
I'm not going there. Couple of wrecks in the city, one downtown Dr. King at McCullough Street, one on the east side, Broadway at Biddle. City police are still busy there. Nothing at all. We're good right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. Some slowing on the Beltway. Parkville side, be prepared for the brake lights at Hartford Road, the Interloop at Green Spring, and right around Liberty Road through I-70 down to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold start, warming up. Low 60s later on today. Right now, sunny 49 in Stevensville. Sunny skies 41 in Pasadena. Big win for President Trump yesterday, delivered by the Supreme Court of the United States. And again, all this legal insurrection, judicial activism and intervention, these judges that think that they're the legislative and the executive branch are getting smacked down one by one, and rightfully so. So basically, remember the executive order President Trump had issued regarding passports and saying that the federal government would only recognize two sexes, male and female. And because, you know, under the Biden regime, they were allowing you to choose your gender on your passport, which is absolutely absurd. So, of course, the lower court ruled against Trump's executive order, finally made its way to the Supreme Court, where yesterday, a majority opinion, the Supreme Court halted those orders that would have allowed passport holders to creatively dictate whatever gender ideology they adopted for their passports. And they wrote, displaying passport holders' sex at birth no more offends equal protection principles than displaying their country of birth. In both cases, the government is merely attesting to a historical fact without subjecting anyone to differential treatment. End of quote. And I think one little issue with that opinion, while I agree with it, it's not only historical, it's scientific. It's biological. That is a fact. Now, people can argue history all they want. But it's XX and XY. That's it. A SCOTUS blog report said that Ketanji Brown Jackson and other far left wing members of the court, including Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, claimed that this would pave the way for the immediate infliction of injury without adequate or really any justification. Trump's executive order, as I said, would only recognize two sexes. So this was followed by instructions to the State Department that government documents reflect the holder's sex, not their preferred or sex. Or I'm wondering if they could do the same thing with the pronoun stuff, too. If they could stop the he, she, they, them nonsense on federal documents, federal email addresses and things of that nature. And I think this carries over a little bit further. I think this should have. Again, since we now have driver's licenses that have been made Real ID compliant, which is basically caused by the federal government, right? The Real ID Act, and are being used for airport identification, federal buildings, things of that way, federal courts. I would think that also would mean that you cannot I have to look up Maryland again to see if you can pick your gender on your driver's license. I know we did that story a while back, but I would think that any driver's license in any state would also would have to comply with the passport ruling because it's now being used for federal identification. So that this, I think this ruling is going to have a great impact on so many different levels. And this is just the beginning opening salvo in this battle with the trans individuals. And then we found out, I don't know if you saw that story with Tish Hyman out in Los Angeles in Gold's Gym. A biological female that was kicked out of Gold's Gym because she resented a biological male coming in her locker room while she was butt naked. And her privacy was completely exposed and violated, and they kicked her out. For now, we find out that the trans individual in Gold's Gym in Los Angeles, he's got a history of domestic abuse. He's a biological male posing as a woman. The man has got mental problems, abused his then wife, got divorced, and now maybe he's looking for his next victim. Who knows? But that's got to stop too. This insanity of allowing any trans individual, if you're a trans individual, then there's got to be separate accommodations. You cannot go, if you're a biological male, into the women's bathroom, locker room, et cetera, and vice versa. Give them a gender neutral access to a single bathroom, single stall, whatever the case may be, but do not violate the rights of young women and adult women with this kind of absurdity and lunacy. But that's a big win for President Trump as the Supreme Court now, and allowing him to limit the gender ideology statements. It's no longer, if I wake up and I feel like changing genders, I can do that. And then I get my driver's license, I get my passport, etc. Your thoughts, welcome on that as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-6680. Talking about the city spending our tax dollars, like drunken sailors, we now find out over the course of the next 3 to 5 years, the Baltimore City Opioid Restitution Fund has planned to pay out a combined $11 million in opioid settlement funds to three nonprofits that are financially delinquent with the state of Maryland, according to online data. As far as I'm concerned, one of these is We Our Us. They're not current. Any agency that is delinquent, any nonprofit that is delinquent currently, should not receive a single cent of this opioid settlement until they have removed that delinquency, erased it, and paid up what they're supposed to do, their reports or their monies or whatever the case may be. But again, this is what passes for financial competence. That's why I still think we need a statewide forensic audit of the whole city. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. As the federal government shutdown drags on, millions more Americans are today being impacted as airlines are canceling many flights nationwide due to staffing issues. That's on top of countless others struggling with funding cuts for food stamps and other programs with no end in sight. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the mayoral election in New York City this week is having a negative impact on efforts in Washington to end the shutdown.
Mondani is the new leader of the Democrat Party. And frankly, he is the reason that we're in a prolonged federal government shutdown. Because the Democrats who run the House and the Senate, the two top-ranked Democrats on Capitol Hill, are also from New York. And they're terrified that they're going to get a challenge from a Mondami disciple. So this is the direction that the party is headed. They're going full Marxist and socialist. It is a dangerous turn, but they show no signs of letting up on that. And meanwhile, we're trying to apply common sense and govern for the people.
Speaker Johnson's entire This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The details have yet to be spelled out, but there could be a Senate test vote today on a revised funding proposal to end the shutdown, the longest ever, now day 38. Republican Senator John Hoeven, a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
It's very important that we get enough of the Democrats to join us and pass the CR so we can open up government and get to work on those appropriations bills. And, of course, That's what is vitally important for all those Americans out there that are being adversely affected by this shutdown.
Federal air safety investigators are looking into the maintenance history of that cargo plane that crashed and burned in Louisville, Kentucky this week. The updated death toll, 13. 9 people still unaccounted for. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 123 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some slowing. The usual spot going towards Annapolis, I-97. It's right at the merge at Route 32. It's just right there after the bridge at 178. You're good to go all the way down to the ramps at 50. And then 50 itself is clear from Oceanic Drive at the Bay Bridge all the way across through the Severn River Bridge and then towards I-97. We're back looking live and all is just fine. Right now, doing very well southbound at both the harbor tunnels. There's some slowing at different areas on the Beltway, the Parkville side through Pikesville and down the west side around I-70 towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast after a cold start, increasing clouds today with highs ending up in the low 60s. Plan on some rain showers tonight with those falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 48 in Edgemere and 45 in Choppatown at 8:04. Hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County's Office of Emergency Management will be testing the outdoor tone alert system in historic Ellicott City next week. The county says from 9 a.m. until noon on November 13th, there will be silent tests, flash flood warnings, and all clear messages will be tested. Officials say the public should not be alarmed by hearing the alerts or seeing police, firefighters, swift water rescue teams, and drones in the area. As colder weather approaches, Anne Arundel County will be opening several county facilities as warming locations for the public. The facilities at police department district stations will be available 24/7, and senior activity center community rooms and public libraries will be available during normal business hours. Officials say all of the facilities are accessible and they have heat, water, and restroom facilities. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 037. The pick 4, 8811. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens and Vikings Sunday at 1 o'clock from U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota. The Ravens are a 3.5-point favorite. But the Vikings, according to John Harbaugh, with one of the best defenses and home field advantages in the NFL.
They give you a lot of different pictures, so you've got to sort the pictures out. And then also you got to deal with the fact it's going to be loud. That's something that they really play into, the idea that the offense is going to have a tough time communicating, and see if they can get the offense on their heels and get them discombobulated if they can.
Vikings head coach is an offensive whiz, Kevin O'Connell, wary of the Ravens secondary.
I arguably think they have maybe the best combination of corners in the NFL, and then when you throw Hamilton in there as the nickel, I mean, it's an incredible challenge, and we feel great about our skill guys, but we've got to show up ready for a really, really tough task.
Meanwhile, the Ravens defense will face Minnesota quarterback J.J. McCarthy, looking to make his mark in the NFL.
Never had a full season where, you know, you want to be out there so freaking bad, but you can. It was just this built-up anger that was kind of ready to just explode, and I chose to harness it instead of letting it go into, you know, a self-destructive kind of way.
And speaking of anger, recently acquired pass rusher Draymond Jones plays with an edge.
Physical as hell. We're going to attack every play like it's the last. And we're going to go out there and just try to kill or be killed.
Yeah, that's basically it. A lot of history will be on display once again tomorrow afternoon in South Bend, Indiana. Navy Notre Dame for the 96th time. Series dates all the way back to 1927. Through their special relationship during World War II, when the Naval Academy provided financial support to Notre Dame, Navy head coach Brian Newberry asked about it yesterday.
It's a game that we love having on our schedule, play a storied program like Notre Dame, and just the history behind the meaning of this game, why we still play it.
Notre Dame leads the series 81-13-1, but despite Notre Dame's dominant record, the rivalry considered a sacred tradition for both schools. Viewing numbers are in from Game 7 of the World Series, and they are massive, averaging 51 million viewers combined across the U.S., Canada, and Japan, making the thrilling 11-inning contest the most watched MLB game in 34 years since Game 7 of the 1991 World Series. Coming up in 30 minutes, a local rivalry renewed tonight in College Park. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here's a great headline in your Baltimore Sun paper. Baltimore Police Department to establish LGBTQ plus advisory board.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, are they going to be advising gays and lesbians? Are they trans officers? Or advising them on what is the question? Or maybe there's not going to be a quota in the BPD. Maybe the Rainbow Squad.
Oh, no.
Is gonna remember the mod squad?
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, when I got the rainbow squad. Remember Link with the big.
Who'd be starring in it? No.
Wow.
Oh, this is for real, though. That's what's.
That's crazy. Coming up in this hour, we're gonna be talking. We're going to the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. Megyn Kelly has some advice for the Republicans. We'll share that with you. And of course, Governor Moore is suing the Trump administration over the FBI building. And here is what he, along with Anthony Brown, who will sue with a drop of a hat, Prince George's County Executive Aisha Braveboy, Senators Van Hollen and also Brooks, that will not vote to reopen the government, the mummy, Steny Hoyer, and Glenn Ivey were there, as well as Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson. They're not happy that the FBI headquarters is not being built in Greenbelts.
The big problem with the current FBI building is that it lacks the modern security provisions and protections that the Bureau needs in 2025. So to be frank, the building is too old, it is too small, and it is too exposed. So what then does the President do? He decides to move the FBI building to another building that is too old, too small, and too exposed. This is ridiculous. And frankly, it's the reason that we are all so frustrated, but why none of us are surprised. Because this is a president who's presided over the firing of agents who investigated the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This is an administration that's abruptly relocated senior agents and disbanded the public corruption squad. Now, we know he's trying to shortchange the FBI by killing our plan for a new, modern, cutting-edge headquarters. So if Donald Trump thinks that we are going to roll over when he tries to make life worse for our law enforcement, he better think twice, and we'll see him in court.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm sure Trump is quaking in his boots over that from the Bronze Star recipient. But here the point is that how much money of tax dollars are being spent for these, I think, silly, attempts at litigation. The president, and I know back when Biden was president, okay, you thought you got the FBI headquarters and it was going to be built right near the Greenbelt Metro Station. The problem is with the FBI, it's too large. It's too centralized. It needs to be decentralized, and I think that's the plan overall. They're going to redo the old Reagan building in D.C., which is closer to the Herbert Hoover building in the Justice Department. And they don't want to be 17 miles away from their cohorts in the DOJ. But what I do think is going to happen, I think the plan here is that we're going to be downsizing. And the FBI is going to be dispatched out in not just field offices, but there might be more of a regional approach. FBI North, FBI East, FBI West, South, Midwest, whatever, so that they can focus on going after the criminals in our country instead of going after politicians, because that's what the FBI became under the Biden regime. They were politicized, they were weaponized, and Trump's not going to let that happen again. They got too big for their britches, and the FBI now is going to be, I think, restructured, reorganized, if you will. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel about that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time now for traffic weather on the threes, and here with the update is Lugnuts Johnson.
We had two water main breaks early this morning. Just to remind you, York Road at Shawan Road, they're working there. And also in Harford County, Calvary Road was affected with a water main break at Philadelphia Road. So again, they'll be working through the midday. Looking live here at the Beltway at the BW Parkway, and no problems there. The Parkville side, that delay at Harford Road has already started to loosen up. The Interloop at Green Spring, even much better now. And the west side, for the most part, that delay is right around I-70. It gets better after you clear the ramp at Frederick Road. That's for the traffic on the outer loop. We're a little busy coming up between Route 40 and Liberty Road. You're dealing with the construction area there just above the bridge at I-70. All the lanes are open, but it's heavy and a little bit tight in there on the northbound inner loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Cold start, warming up. It's going to be in the low 60s today. Maybe some rain overnight in the 50s tomorrow. Drying out, partly sunny, upper 60s. Right now, 43 and sunny in Parkville, 44 in Pasadena. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, we celebrate America's 250th birthday on Independence Day of 2026 with our birthday celebration update. great nation's history. On this day in 1805, the Lewis and Clark expedition sighted the Pacific Ocean for the first time. They would arrive 2 weeks later, thanks to some favorable weather. 1874, the first cartoon depicting the elephant was the symbol of the Republican Party, was printed in Harper's Weekly. Elsewhere was on this day in 1983, a bomb exploded in the U.S. Capitol, causing heavy damage just outside the Senate chamber. There were no injuries, and the bomber was eventually captured. And I think what may have been the beginning of the partisan divide that we have in our country started on this day in 2000. In one of the closest U.S. presidential elections in history, Republican George W. Bush and Democrat Al Gore wound up in almost a dead heat. Bush was eventually declared the winner following turmoil over Florida's results and ultimately was decided in the Supreme Court. They ordered, if you remember correctly, the counting to stop. We had the butterfly ballots. We had the hanging chads and all of that. And so, again, because we will not, and largely driven by the Democrat Party, refusing to fix our electoral process, this is what we have. We've got, and that was a big divide. Remember Al Gore first, he was going to challenge it, then he eventually capitulated, and of course, and then Bush, remember Bush derangement syndrome, that was a thing for a while as well, because of this close race. And finally, in 2009, the House of Representatives passed the Affordable Care for America Act, colloquially known as Obamacare. And to me, people forget the vote count was 220 to 21. Only 21 members of Congress voted against it, even though Republicans did not get any voice in it whatsoever. They got shut out. Deals were cut behind closed doors. The Louisiana Purchase, the Cornhusker kickback, and so much more. Remember what Pelosi, who just announced she was going to retire at the end of her term, she's the one that said we have to pass the bill before we find out what's in it. Now we find out what's in it. And there are tax subsidies for people to pay for their premiums that don't need them, that are making over hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, of course, this is what drove up. This was basically a bill that favored the insurance companies. Why? Because it was written by the insurance companies, and premiums have increased 60% since Obamacare was passed, 15, 16 years ago. And it doesn't seem like it's going to get any better. That's why we got to finally fix our health care system. And that is a look at what happened on this date and on our 250th birthday celebration. Let's take a phone call here from Coletta in Harford County. Good morning, Coletta.
Good morning. How are you all?
I'm fine. Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about the Supreme Court. It's really a good thing that they're doing that. However, they've got to start looking at the lower courts. My son was going to change his name. However, the Baltimore County judge went ahead and changed his gender. So when they changed his gender, his birth certificate is now changed to female. His driver's license is female, and all his other documents say female. But he's biologically a boy, and he hasn't even gone through surgery. I'm against this.
Your son is a biological male. How old is
correct.
He, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, he's my son.
Yeah, but how old?
And he's 25.
I'm 25, so he's an adult, so he makes his own decision. So he is, he wants to be a woman, is that correct?
Yeah, he's been doing that since he's been 15 in high school. They started indoctrinating him in high school.
Right.
And then I fought against it. It's divided our family. He was estranged for like 4 years. And then the judge went ahead and changed his, I thought he was just changing his name, but the judge changed his gender at the same time.
Yeah, well, I would think that this Supreme Court, we'll see what happens, because I would think the same thing would happen. The rule that the Supreme Court just would be on passports, all driver's license, which are now have to be federally compliant, and birth certificates as well. So we'll see what happens with that. Coletta, sorry to hear about your pain and in this story, but thanks for sharing your story with us. We appreciate that. That's a tough one. All right, let's go to Vinny Steele, our Home Sold Guarantee Realty company. Vinny's back with us. He is every Friday. Morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So you were talking last week about some of the unique programs you have, especially for those home sellers who are considering an all-cash offer. Now, maybe they don't want the hassles of having open houses and dealing with picky buyers, especially this time of year. It's holidays.
Yeah, Sean, you know, this time of year, we definitely have more requests from home sellers for a cash offer than any other time of year. You know, the customers really appreciate having options and, you know, instead of trying to sell the old way, you know, with the MLS and the open houses and the sign in the yard. So if sellers looking for 100% or more of market value, we can guarantee their price up front, provide one day to bring our buyers in waiting through the home. They get to pick the buyer willing to pay the most amount of money and also is able to settle at the most convenient time for them.
It's always a great option to avoid the typical hassles of selling. But, you know, you also give them the option of selling the home for cash and not have to deal with any buyers coming to their home.
Yeah, and unlike, you know, traditional investors that's just going to provide one offer, we can provide multiple cash offers, provide additional services based on the needs. Just like we were discussing last week with our customer in Baltimore County, our cash and sell program is very unique. It's not very different and not offered by other cash offer companies that you're seeing on TV.
Cash and sell, that's where the seller gets to share in the profit once the house is resold.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of the investor getting all your equity, you get to share in the property, share in the profit after the home is repaired and resold. So if you're talking to anybody about a cash offer, just ask them about that option. You'll find out very quickly they want nothing to do with it. Of course, they want to keep all the profits for themselves.
Yeah, and if someone doesn't really want to wait on a profit check, you can just buy for cash, right?
Yeah, Sean, you know, it's just all about what works best for the home seller. So we provide all the options, including our sell and stay program. Let them choose what works best for them. So if you're thinking about a cash offer, you want to explore some options, you can call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
All right, thanks, Vinny. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, thanks, Sean. See ya.
Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realtor at 410-709-7515. Time once again, traffic weather on the threes with the update now. The King, Chuck Whitaker.
Back at the Beltway on the west side, and now the brake lights are beginning again right at Liberty Road. So right in that area between there and the ramps at I-70 down to Route 40, and that's the slowdown through that area. Don't see anything on the roadway in that area around the construction zone for the traffic south at Dogwood Road and down towards I-70. The interloop traffic coming up from the ramp at the Route 40 West. All the lanes are open. We had a little slowing earlier at Green Spring, and that's still there. And that gets better once you clear the hill at the JFX, then head over towards 83. JFX southbound has not had any problems at all today. Been running with the lanes open between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. Looking at the live shot here at the city line, all is well through Northern Parkway and into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly start to the morning, but we are going to eventually warm up into the low 60s. Rain maybe overnight in the 50s, and then we warm up tomorrow. Partly sunny, drier, upper 60s, the expected high. Right now we are 43, mostly sunny in Middle River, 43 in Glen Burnie. I've been just hearing Coletta's story just moments ago. I mean, you can tell she is anguished over this. Her 25-year-old son, biological male, transitioning into a female. She was telling us the judge not only changed legally his name, but then changed the gender, and which would affect his driver's license, birth certificate. I think these are the historical facts that it is, you know, again, you cannot change. You can change your name. Absolutely. People do it all the time. They change your name legally. You do it. Some people do it when they get married. Others do it just because they want to take the father's name or the mother's name, whatever the case may be. You can change your name. That is a legal. But what you can't change, you can't physically change your gender. You know, once you're born XX or XY, that's it. You can change your appearance. You can change the way you feel, the way you look. But you can't change your race. And you can't change your gender. These are biological facts, that your DNA. This is what you are born as and born with. And for any judge, for any doctor, for any elected official to say, oh, no, you can change. It's just the argument is insanity. These people are lunatics. And, yeah, they're all amongst us. We have doctors. Of course, doctors make millions, if not billions, of dollars with these gender-affirming minor mutilations that they call surgery. But you want to do that and you're an adult, that's entirely up to you. Whatever floats your boat. But don't expect the rest of us to buy into your insanity. Don't expect the rest of us to say, okay, that is a lunatic move and it makes sense to me. If you want to do it, I'll respect you. But I'm not going to look at you as, and I don't have to recognize you legally as that opposite gender. All right? I'm not saying people should be discriminated against or made fun of or whatever the case may be. I'm just saying that I think you need help. I think people like that need massive, major counseling. And hopefully they get it. So remember when Governor Moore was going toe-to-toe with President Trump over the whether the National Guard was going to come to town? And remember he had a press conference back in September. He had a walk, did a little crime walk through the city. And he basically said, oh, no, we're gonna have Maryland State Police and the Maryland Transportation Department police these areas. Well, the Baltimore Banner is reporting that, again, it's hard to say what, if anything, this alleged police surge accomplished. After a month of being asked what police agencies were up to, the Banner first saw Maryland State Police and Transportation Authority Police data on their September efforts on October the 6th. Moore's office shared figures and details a month later. According to Governor Moore's office, these agencies intermittently patrolled three stretches of road across a 17-day period. From September 5th through the 7th and 13th through 15th, State Police patrolled U.S. 40 on the highway to nowhere. From September 19th through the 22nd, 26th through the 28th, State Police patrolled the length of North Avenue, and they patrolled a stretch of road the governor's office described as Northern Parkway to Gwynn Falls from October 3rd through the 6th. Unclear what area of the city the governor's office is referring to because Northern Parkway and Gwynn Falls Parkway do not intersect at any location. So, again, we wonder about these figures. We challenge these figures. Somebody ought to, because I think there's somebody's manipulating these figures just to make it look like they actually did something. And I'm not saying the Maryland State Police or Transportation Authority didn't patrol these areas. I'm just wondering what effect, if any, they really had. They made some arrests. They had some DUIs and so on and so forth. But it's nowhere near the level of success and achievement we've seen President Trump accomplish. By the way, the National Guard in D.C. has been extended to February of 26 now. And what they're doing in D.C., what they're doing in Memphis, and soon in New Orleans, I think has made a real difference. Not here. This is nothing but window dressing on the part of the governor. All right, coming up next, Delegate Nino Mangione is going to join us right after the 8:30 news to go on the House. I want to tell you about Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Right now we're in the heating mode. Unless we get a really hot day, I don't think we're going to need your air conditioning any longer. But right now, as we are a little frosty last night, a little chilly for those that may have turned on their heat pumps or their furnace, whatever the case may be. And when you turn it on, you want to make sure it goes on. And when it comes on, that it's working efficiently to heat your home. So, again, high energy bills are all the rage right now. People everywhere I go are talking about high energy bills. The number one thing you can do, you can't always control your government. You can't always control what the heating or electric or energy company does. But you can control what your system is doing. So call Tim Kyle. They'll come out. They'll service it. They'll maintain it. Make sure it's operating properly and efficiently. 410-876-9404. Tell them I told you to call. 410-876-9404. Or you can log on to timkylecompany.com. It's 8:30. Once again, latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Good morning. Thanks. BWI Marshall Airport's flight reductions are expected to begin today due to the federal government shutdown. BWI officials say the FAA's decision could lead to flight cancellations or delays, and travelers should check flight schedules with their airlines before heading to the airport. BWI says its airline partners will directly inform customers regarding changes, and carriers are working to modify their schedules in a way that minimizes the impact on passengers. Even if a flight is not canceled at BWI, there could be delays because of cancellations at other airports with reduced schedules. The Annapolis Board of Canvassers has completed the first count of mail-in and drop-box ballots from the 2025 municipal elections. The unofficial results have been added to the in-person totals from Election Day. In the mayor's race, Democrats Democrat Jared Littman received an additional 2,021 votes for a total of 6,312. Republican Robert O'Shea picked up 507 more votes, bringing his total to 2,305. And there will be a second round of ballot counting on Wednesday, November 12th, after all mail-in and provisional ballots have been received. When the votes are all counted, the votes will be certified and the winners officially declared. The state fire marshal is investigating a fire that destroyed the Unwind on the Water restaurant on Plum Point Road. The blaze on the property of Triton Marina caused an estimated $1 million in damage, and the restaurant has been deemed a total loss. The fire at the two-story waterfront restaurant broke out overnight Thursday, and it took 40 firefighters around 2 hours to bring the blaze under control. Investigators say surveillance video did not show any vehicles or individuals on the property before the fire. At this time, there's no evidence of a criminal act, and all potential causes are being considered. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The northeast outer loop is a little bit slow. There's a minor incident on the shoulder on the outer loop right at the ramp at Lock Raven Boulevard. So they're kind of looking at it right there. And with that, we're getting a backup coming down the hill from Herring Parkway and then up the hill eventually over towards Providence Road. So everybody's getting by. No reason to detour. Just add in a couple of extra minutes through there. Interloop at Green Springs still a bit slow, and there's still a little sluggish spot there on the west side from Liberty Road down through the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast after a cold start, increasing clouds today with highs ending up in the low 60s. Plan on some rain showers tonight with lows falling back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, one of the storied DMV rivalries returns tonight as Maryland men's basketball hosts Georgetown at the Xfinity Center. Tonight's game marking the first matchup between the schools since 2016. It'll also be the first for Maryland head coach Buzz Williams, of course, who made an interesting admission about the Terps yesterday.
We're not near as physical as we're going to have to be. Our nature is to watch the ball. Our nature is, I think you're going to do it instead of I need to do it. And so we've got to continue to make progress.
Well, that's got to change if you want to have a shot in the Big Ten. Maryland, of course, 1-0 after the win over Coppin State. Ravens and Vikings Sunday at 1. Baltimore looking to continue what most thought would be an impossible uphill climb from 1-5. College football over the weekend. Mike Locksley and Maryland trying to snap that four-game losing streak. They'll be at Rutgers.
You know, this team will continue to fight. I'll continue to coach the crap out of them.
Hopefully. Meanwhile, tough putt for the Naval Academy tomorrow, taking on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in South Bend. High school football, the highly anticipated national showdown between St. Francis and Florida football power IMG Academy will not be played tonight as originally scheduled. Instead, the game will be played December 10th at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. According to multiple reports, the date change is reportedly to increase the game's exposure, as is expected to be shown live on national broadcast. St. Francis, number one in the country. IMG is number two. On this day in sports history, one of the great horse races of all time, it was the Breeders' Cup 2009.
Zenyatta, if she wins this, she'll be a super horse. She's starting to pick them off, though. Zenyatta going to hook to the outside. Meanwhile, it's Colonel John Summerbird in the red cap. And Zenyatta's come to the outside. Zenyatta coming flying on the grandstand side. Gio Ponti on the inside. Summerbird is right there. This is unbelievable. Zenyatta, what a performance. One we'll never forget.
Trevor Denman with the call, and what a great call it was. Zenyatta becoming the first filly in history to win the Breeders' Cup. All right, here we go. Friday football pick'em. Gary's 21-15. Petula, Maggie, sorry, 19-17. And Sean, you're at 13-23, but you're hot.
Yeah.
You've won five of your last
three. Right. I'm coming back.
You are. All right, here we go. Sean, Eagles at Packers.
The Packers.
Maggie?
Eagles.
I'm going with the Eagles, too. Maggie, how about Steelers and Chargers?
Definitely Steelers.
Steelers.
Going with the Chargers.
I am going with the Steelers on that one. Sean, Patriots and Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Bucks.
Patriots.
I'm going with the Pats, too. And Maggie, Ravens and Vikings.
Ravens, of course.
Ravens.
Vikings.
Wow. Sean, going with the Vikings. I'm going with the Ravens. Okay. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody.
You do the same. We'll see you Monday.
That is Stein on Sports.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 8:37, 23 minutes before the hour of 9.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're time once again to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Delegate.
Sean, good morning. Happy Friday, as always.
Happy Friday, as always. Thanks for joining us again this week. Let's get right into it. This week, the Maryland State Department of Education overruled the Harford County School Board because they removed the book Flamer from their shelves in middle and high schools. And now they said, nope, got to put it back. It's one argument is censorship, which I don't think it is. I think it's, there are some things that are age appropriate, and having read this book and seen this book, I don't think middle schoolers should have access to it. But, when you have, the left who is in control of the Maryland State Department of Education, this is what we can expect.
It's exactly right. Talk about one of the most useless appointed boards in the state here, Sean, the Maryland State Board of Education. They really outdid themselves with this. Total assault on local control. This is big government at its worst. I mean, you've just explained it here. You have the Harford County Board of Education. They decide, rightfully so, to remove this book, Flamer. You have vulgar sexuality or over-sexuality in the book and just no educational benefit whatsoever, especially the fact that this is in libraries and schools for 11- and 12-year-old middle schoolers, by the way. And Sean, this is why I pushed a bill in the General Assembly, a statewide ban to get rid of these sexually explicit books in schools and school libraries. But so what does the Maryland State Board do? Of course, they overrule the local school board. They force the book back. And, well, the state always knows better than the parents, Sean. That's the mindset. They know better than the locals. That's what happens in Annapolis all the time. And they the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, they always push this where it's up to some elected Democrat officials from Montgomery County, from Baltimore City, from PG County, to tell the rest of the state how they should educate and parent their kids. It's ridiculous, this whole thing. And then you have these little groups here, like the woman I was reading in the article, the lady Nickerson was her last name, from one of the advocacy groups. Let me tell you, they're not the heroes that they think they are by trying to force sexually explicit material on young kids. They're not helping. It's indoctrination, Sean. And God bless the Moms for Liberty for fighting this. They fight it all over, obviously in this case, Harford County. I know they do a great job in Carroll County. They're basically, what happened here is the State Department or the super, the school board, the state school board, basically said, go to hell to the parents. Your voices, your rights, your children's innocence for that matter, none of that matters in this case. And Bob Castle, the county executive, I'm not sure if you saw his comments, but I got to give him two thumbs up because he made the point, Sean, why isn't the state school board focusing with the same enthusiasm, basically, on the failing test scores, on violence that's out of control in our schools, on how Kerwin is a disaster and bankrupting the state. It's unworkable. And he said something along the lines of pornography over progress, and he's exactly right. And it's just a shame that this happened, and the school board got it all wrong, and their priorities are all wrong, and they should be focused on educating these kids instead of pushing a damn political agenda. It's unbelievable. This, it's only getting worse. We fought this in Annapolis, and to see it now actually at work where you had the common sense decision made by the school board in Harford County and overturned by the state. It's just a shame.
Yeah, and it's somewhat of a head-scratcher to me, Nino, because, you know, we've seen other school districts take the book off the shelves because it has been rated sexually explicit. I know that the left, the progressive left, you know, they're groomers. They want to indoctrinate, just as they did in college, these young commies for Mom Donnie. They're now wanting to do the same for kids' gender identity and sexuality. And I thought things were going to change when Dr. Wright came in to head up the MSDE, but apparently not. Do we know if any of these state school board individuals actually read the book?
That's a good question. I'm not aware of that, but the little bit I did know about this book is that, yeah, it's been controversial all over the country, and a number of other states and local school boards across the country have said no to this filth. It has no educational benefit whatsoever. Obviously, we need to be giving kids the tools to succeed in life with reading, writing, math. Instead, they're forcing woke agendas and politics and LGBTQ down the throats of 11 and 12-year-olds. It's just defies common sense. But that's the whole thing here. It's like the common sense was decided on this, and then they overrule it. And it's really it's big government at its worst. That's exactly what we've been
talking about. Well, look, I've seen the book. I've read the book. I would not want my middle school, a boy or girl, to have access to this book. I understand the message is about bullying and so on and so forth, about a sexuality, but, you know, it is explicit. There are things in there that, you know, middle schoolers should not have access to. All right, more with Delegate Nino Maggioni on the House here on KC & Company. Right now, an update on traffic and weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
A couple of vehicles on the shoulder again. It looks like a minor incident, outer loop, right at the bottom of the hill at Lock Raven Boulevard. So one car was still there. They're kind of looking at it right there. So just a brief delay, but heads up, you come around that curve from Pearing Parkway and then you hit some brake lights. So just watch for that. Inner loop at Green Spring, a little bit slow there. And the west side is still jammed up right in that one spot. So speed reduction between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40. Both the tunnels, fantastic shape right now. No delays, all clear, both on 95 and 895. Both directions are all clear right now. 95, Russell Street, 395, looking good inbound to Camden Yards and northbound from there up to the Convention Center at Conway Street and Pratt Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 weather authority forecast. A little chilly to start, but we're going to warm up. Low 60s today. Tonight, maybe some rain possible. Low 50s. And then tomorrow we'll dry out. Sunny upper 60s. And right now we're 45 and sunny in the city. 10 degrees warmer in Ocean City. Sunny skies, 55. Nice and mild there. Delegate Nino Maggioni is on our Newsmaker hotline. We're on the House here today. This week we saw that finally Baltimore County has been removed from the sanctuary jurisdiction list by the Trump administration, and we're watching now the Democrat meltdown here by many on the county council, of which you are a candidate for, and some other candidates for county executive. I saw Nick Stewart, some other individuals. They're melting down over this concept that if we have an illegal alien criminal in our custody in Baltimore County, that we should notify ICE within 48 hours of their release. So, you know, we don't want rapists and others that have made bail to be back out on the streets if they're here illegally. And these people are tying themselves up in knots. And they're, to me, it's just mind-boggling that they would put the public at such great risk.
John, I'm not sure what to add to that because you're spot on. That's exactly right. And you would have thought the world was coming to an end. The fact that all they did was sign an agreement to require officials to notify ICE if before releasing people from jail who were under a federal detainer or warrant signed by a judge. These people are already in jail, by the way. And this agreement, but this is another factor. They all those you just hit the nail on the head. They were all just losing their minds over the fact that this agreement, all it does is formalize what has already been in place in Baltimore County since 2024. It just put it in writing in the MOU to give ICE that notice when someone with a detainer is about to be released. So it's common sense, by the way. And to be clear, unfortunately, and let me make the difference here so everybody understands, unfortunately, this is not a 287G agreement, which is what we should be doing, which is what we should have done from the very beginning. But at least it's a small step in the right direction because the MOU, even though it does nothing new, and like you said, it didn't stop every Democrat in Baltimore County from panicking and posturing. And let's be honest, Sean, they're all running for reelection. The county executive candidates, county council, delegates, senators, but especially the county executive candidates, because the Baltimore Sun highlighted that. And they're just trying to score political points, really, by they're pretending somehow this is an extreme move. It's not. And all it does is improve slightly cooperation with our federal law enforcement officers and make sure that, as you pointed out, that these dangerous individuals don't slip through the cracks. And like I said, frankly, this should have been done a long time ago, but they should be going further.
So it's just, yeah, you're absolutely right. I think listeners need to know that Democrats like Izzy Patoka and Pat Young and Nick Stewart and Carson Kamenetz and others are okay. They're entirely okay with criminal illegal aliens on the streets of Baltimore County. Because that's in effect what they're saying.
That's exactly what they're saying. On top of that, this did put the county at risk of losing federal funding. And again, it doesn't go as far as 287G. We don't want to see a Kayla Hamilton, Rachel Moore in case. We've already had issues here, but it did put the county at risk of federal funding. I sat behind the scenes. We had a Baltimore County delegation meeting here, and I'll tell you, I mean, the Democrats, they were furious. They couldn't believe that the county would dare sign an agreement to help ICE do its job. And that tells you everything you need to know, Sean. You're pointing out again about their priorities and where they lie. We have immigration laws. We have borders. We have sovereignty. And it trickles down. This is what turns Baltimore County and states like Maryland into border states. We don't, Sean, every damn session in Annapolis that I've been there, they push policies that encourage more illegal immigration in Maryland. And what happens? We get it right in our county, and then we have a situation where we're at a threat of losing federal funding. We're at a threat from the fact that we have more illegal immigrants, many in cases, examples of MS-13 would be the perfect example, right in Baltimore County. And we signed this MOU, and the Democrats lose their mind. It's unbelievable. And I say what was even better this week is I heard that ICE may be expanding its presence in Maryland. I'm not sure if you saw this, both in Baltimore and Hyattsville. And, Sean, I say good. I say bring them in. I'd say set up your headquarters right here in Baltimore County, or Baltimore City needs it probably more than the county. But the more cooperation we have with ICE, the safer our community will be.
Yeah, well, I would set it up in a county that already has a 287G program. I wouldn't do any business with a county that doesn't, but that's their decision.
I'm speaking from the perspective of a political candidate that wants to bring it here.
Right.
I agree.
Well, I know you'd love to have it here, and I would love to have it here too, but you know, the Democrats are going to fight that tooth and nail. Real quickly, we just have a minute left. The redistricting. We now have a Virginia Democrat telling Senate President Bill Ferguson to grow a pair over the redistricting battle because he doesn't want to do it. And now watching Democrat infighting, this is getting interesting.
Who knew that he was that? How about the condescending remark from that Democrat at Virginia? But who knew he was MAGA? Bill Ferguson, he said, get the MAGA talking points out of your mouth, she said, or something like that.
Yeah.
And just like, and Ferguson, I guess, made the point that we don't need to redistrict. But here you have it. You have Wes Moore, the most political, partisan governor in the state's history. They formed that commission, and Sean, on the commission they put who? Angela Alsobrooks, a far-left liberal senator. I believe they put Brian Frost,
yes,
the most hack attorney general, the biggest political hack, I think, statewide, one of them, that we've ever had. I guess the mayor of Cumberland, to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure who that is.
C.T. Wilson, the mayor of Cumberland, is a twice donor to Governor Moore. So
Yes, the designee from the speaker, and who's already said she's for it, and then I guess Ferguson. But at the end of the day, this nonsense that it's about about fair representation and democracy that the governor was spewing, the fact is, if it was, Sean, they would have an out-of-state entity come in. You give them a map, you give them the census, let them draw a fair map, but they're not doing that. They formed a commission with some of the biggest leftists that the state has seen in a long time, and they're doing it under the guise of fairness. It's just say, Governor, you're trying to keep up with Gavin Newsom. Governor, you're trying to get rid of Republicans. Governor, you hate Trump. And just be honest about it, but it's politics
indeed,
as usual. And that's what we get.
All right, got to run.
The people of Maryland do. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Delegate. We appreciate it. We'll see you next Friday as Delegate Nina Maggio goes on the House. Time for our feel-good news segment.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, a couple in Charleston, South Carolina used a traffic cone to save a drowning raccoon. Yeah, they saw it struggling, lowered the cone, grabbed on, caught its breath, and then scurried off. Here they are rescuing the raccoon.
Okay, he's got all 3 feet on there. Oh, you almost there. You're almost there.
Hold on, buddy.
Slowly.
Okay.
Grab him by the tail.
It's okay. I think
he made it.
That'll be the next reality series. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at JohnHagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G. Y.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, the Democrats think making people suffer helped them on Tuesday, so they're making the shutdown last longer. Nice people.
Oh yeah, who's your daddy?
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker celebrating the big pickle festival by getting pickled this weekend. Chuck?
What do you mean? In 15 minutes? I'm going to see if I can hit a golf ball if I'm pickled.
I'm sure you could. The question is where? That's the
question. Minor wreck on the outer loop of the Beltway, right at the bottom of the hill here in Loch Raven. Still there. They're off to the side. But just as you come around that curve and down the hill, you see it. There's a state trooper there as well. It's on the right shoulder, but it's a little bit slow right there to see it. Everybody else on the Beltway is good. Even the west side now starting to thin out. JFX is wide open top to bottom, and there are no delays right now. Perfectly fine. Good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, I should say, is a cold start today. A little chilly this morning. It was a little frost when we got up and saw the windshield. But it's coming, folks. The winter is coming. Low 60s today, but we still have some nice mild temperatures during the day. Right now, 45, mostly cloudy in Columbia, and it is 46 in Pikesville. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We just hear that Elise Stefanik has officially made it their announcement that she is running for governor of New York.
It's breaking news.
Yeah.
Man, I've been watching the polls, and she's been ahead of Kathy Hochul, I think, you know, for months now. So I think she's going to do well. It's interesting, though, because, you know, New York City just voted for Mamdani. So what is going to happen here? She's going to have to really fight hard against this crazy, wacky left agenda.
No, but one thing I think we know of, at least, she's not going to run from Trump.
Oh, right.
She's going to embrace his policies, his economic revolution that's going on right now. So unlike Cittarelli and Winsome Sears. So
yeah. No, this is exciting to watch. And, you know, I always said that she most likely, in my mind, will be our first female president.
Yeah.
She's so young and just really, amazing.
Well, a governor would be a great, step to the
especially
national.
In New York. Yeah. It's huge. I was hoping she was going to be the UN ambassador when they made that announcement. And then, of course, she had to stay in the house.
Right.
But this is exciting news. I love it. Not so exciting news. Airport delays all over the place. 40 airports, to be exact. I noticed that there are many in very blue states. Do you think that's a coincidence there, Sean?
Probably not.
Yeah. But I'm going to list a couple of them just so people know exactly what's going on. But hopefully they get this together. I saw they did have a meeting, apparently, Democrats in the Senate. Trying to figure things out. So hopefully they figure it out soon, because could you imagine the holidays? I mean, holiday travel is already a nightmare.
Yes, it is.
So I hope they get it together for the people.
Senator Kennedy's out there. He says he doesn't think it's going to happen anytime soon. So
we'll
see.
Of course, we have two guests on today. We've got Delegate Jason Buckle. He's going to join us. We're going to talk more about the redistricting. And then also, we have Wicomico County Executive Julie Giordano. Apparently, in Wicomico County, they want to shelf the ICE plan and the partnership because of legal concerns, is what the sheriff is saying. I don't know what's going on up there, but things have definitely changed. Did you see the protesting that was happening there?
It's a mess. We had Sheriff Lewis on a couple of weeks ago about this, and he was really passionate about it. But I think what happens is, because of their cooperating with 287G Light, they would leave not as many guards or folks available at corrections centers and whatever. And it's a liability issue is what the county attorney is telling them.
Okay.
It's not that they don't want to do it. They want to do it.
Yeah.
They just don't have the staffing.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to the executive today and see if they've come up with any solutions.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Megyn Kelly has some advice for you Republicans.
The Republican Party needs to get it together. ASAP. I'm really glad we spent the past couple of weeks, as Sean Davis of the Federalist put it, policing some young person's group chat, what a podcast host said, and what the head of a think tank over at Heritage had to say. I'm really glad that the Republicans devoted so much time to that. That was a great move. Terrific move. Way to stick together to really shine a light on what matters. The Republicans like to lose. They enjoy losing. They enjoy when they are embattled and in a losing position and complaining. They love it. They do it really well. Less good at winning, especially when Donald Trump is not there to get them over the line. The Republican Party is not strong. Donald Trump is strong. Republicans don't know how to win. They don't know who to run. They don't know what to do when daddy's not there to fly them across the finish line. And that's just been so obvious. Meanwhile, Trump is all over the Middle East while people's groceries bills are still high. They're still dealing with inflation. They're suffering. Like, that's it, okay? We'll focus on domestic policy and on making people's lives better. That's really all I have to say. Those are my top line thoughts. There's a lot to get into on why this happened and so on, but that's my top line takeaway.
Give me the last word, Kristen.
MTG agrees. So I don't think that she's a traitor or disloyal to Trump. I think this is what everybody's saying, that's America First. She's right. Megyn Kelly's right. MTG is right. Bannon is right.
Just not sure about the View and Bill Maher and the appearances on these radical left-wing
shows.
Well,
they all do. A lot of them do it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for your calls, your comments, your texts, your emails here. And have a great weekend. We're back Monday morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.